After defending DeRay and moving to 1-0 on the young season, Chi High hit the road for the first time in 2024 to take on an up-tempo Eau Claire Memorial Old Abe's squad at Carson Park.
Flip again to LeMay, evades one tackle in the backfield, jitterbugs, cuts outside the number, 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, cuts inside, another defender dives inside the 15-yard line to the 14. A gain of 26 plus for Jackson LeMay, and he just made people miss. Second and 5 from the 9-yard line. Flip, that's Jackson Boland. Boland bursts into the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 9 yards out. Boland puts the cards on the board. That is his fourth touchdown of 2024. Second and 14 for Chi High, now from the 47 in Memorial. Still double wing, double tight formation. Flip on the left side, that's Boland. Boland has a big gap, 40. 35-30, off to the races, Boland for his second touchdown of the night, this time from 47 yards out, and Chi High leads 13-0.
Yeah, and I think it's about time to give a shout-out to Big Noah King, number 68, who had a big key block on that one, 6'7", 260-pound junior, sprung him on the outside, great play.
Drive it straight down the hash marks, picked up by Neff, he'll drop it at the 10-yard line, still bobbling it at the 12. Flags fly, Neff gets what he can, and oh my goodness, he is planted at the 18-yard line. Owen Hediger just swatted him. Again from the pistol, fourth and one. Gunlock gives to Simmons. Simmons hit the backfield. He's taken down, and Chi High turns over the Old Abe's on down.
Once again, we're calling Colton Petzka's name in the backfield there. Great play.
Double wing, double tight. Gives to LeMay. LeMay following
That's
his block
wall.
From Krista. LeMay turns the corner at the 30, 25-20. LeMay in a sprint to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 37 yards out. A house call for Jackson LeMay.
I'm telling you, those linemen are just creating an absolute wall. I think I could even probably run that even at my speed.
They'll start first and 10 from the 11. Flare out left side to Abear. Abear evades one defender, now making everybody miss at the 5 to the end zone. Abear, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Nice fight at the end, again, another little stiff arm, showing a little bit of power along with that state-recognized speed.
Gunlock, a delayed give, the ball is loose, it's on the ground, Chi High dives on it at the 32-yard line.
Patro with the pickup.
Potter back to pass, Potter going over the middle, reaching up, making the catch, is LeMay inside the 20-yard line, down to the 16, a gain of 19 on the pitch and catch from Potter to LeMay on third and long. The Cards convert. Gunlock back to pass again, standing tall in the pocket, he's got a lot of time, now flushed out, he's hit and sacked, pulled down.
Big number, the jersey's got
52.
Hagman, there we go. The jersey rolled up a little bit. Gunlock back to pass. There's Cleary, and Cleary almost decapitates him on the hit, untouched. Colin Cleary with the sack. Chi High will start first and 10. Their worst starting field position of the night at their own 16-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Give to Boland, and Boland, look out. 25-30, 35-40, 45-50. They're not going to catch him. 84 yards to the house. Jackson Boland. Oh, my. Line drive kick fielded at the 45-yard line to the 50. There's some room for Smith. 40, 35, 30, cutting back against the grain, 25-20, and Smith all the way down, almost to the Johnson roll-off red zone. What a return for the Chi High junior. Flip on the left side, trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line, turning the corner, 15-10 to the 5, diving toward the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown, that's Gavin Schiltz, the 5'7 sophomore with a 22-yard touchdown tote. Mankey the crisscross, and getting loose again, 15-10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown, Gavin Schiltz, his second house call tonight. It is 58-0, Chi High. And a tailback, give off the left side. That's Gavin Schiltz, and Gavin Schiltz is loose again. 40, 35, 30 down the sideline. Taps the brakes at the 20-yard line and into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Well, we have reached triple zeros here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. A beautiful night for football. And Chi High made the most of it. Your final score in this non-conference game, Chippewa Falls 66, Eau Claire Memorial 7.
After two non-conference tests, the real battle begins. The Big Rivers Conference opener as the Cards return home to take on the Tigers of New Richmond. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to another beautiful Friday night beneath the lights at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. It is a special night here at Chi High Veterans Night as we honor those who have sacrificed so much for this great nation we call home. The matchup tonight, two unbeaten teams in the Big Rivers Conference, your 2-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 2-0 New Richmond Tigers. New Richmond last year, a 10-2 record, advanced to level 3 of the WIAA Division 2 tournament where they were turned back by Wanakee. They were runners-up in the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High last year had some ups and downs. We'll talk about perhaps the low light of the season in just a moment, but then they shocked the state, knocking off Hudson, the number one seed in their section in Division One, and advanced to Level 2 of the WIAA tournament. Caleb Swenson tonight, along with Dave Hutzler and Alan Dunham. And Dave Hutzler, as we bring into the broadcast here, we've got to talk about it at some point. Probably the low point for that Chi High season that ended on a very high note, a lot of expectation. Probably the low light was the homecoming game here against New Richmond, as they were outgained by about 400 yards. In fact, only 87 yards total offense last year for Chi High. That was a game they'd like to forget.
I would think you're absolutely correct. Interestingly, I've just rewatched some of that film recently just to relive that fun event. They kind of had us against the ropes from the start of the game, and we just couldn't recover. And I actually think, you know, one of our keys to success tonight, especially offensively, is dealing with the confusion and their overwhelming, like, swarm of their defense, because that's what they try to do, and we didn't have an answer for it last year. So I hope this year we've got a little better answer for that.
The New Richmond defense has 14 tackles for loss in their first two games. They've allowed under 200 yards of offense per game in the first two contests, only 6.5 points per game. Chi High, they're scoring 51 points per game in the first two contests, a 36-21 defeat of Stevens Point here at Duray, then went on the road last Friday night and knocked off Oakland Memorial in, yeah, convincing fashion, 66-7. On the other side, a slow start for New Richmond, 7-6 winners on the road at Marshfield, but they got the offense in gear, 35-7 in their home opener against Eau Claire North, averaging 21 points per game are the Tigers. And again, as we mentioned, 6.5 points per game they give up Chi High, giving up just 14 points per game. And again, we are here in the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off that new location September 16th. Culver's is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. You can apply now at culvers.com/careers. Before we get to our interviews with both head coaches, Dave Hutzler, it's a special night, an annual tradition here in Chippewa Falls that is so important. It's Veterans Night. Veterans have free admission. Also, they're collecting donations for the Hands Foundation, not only tonight, but all throughout the rest of the season for home games at Jacobson's Hardware, and collecting items for our homeless veterans. And that is a sad, sad reality that we have veterans that don't have a place to go. And we want to do our part, and there'll be an opportunity here at the game and all throughout the month of September and October in the community as well.
Absolutely. This event has grown into something beautiful. It's something that other area schools have tried to copy and start something of their own like this. The kids, the best part is how much buy-in the kids have, because, you know, a lot of times a younger generation doesn't fully appreciate the sacrifices that may have been made. by our vets and the way our kids are learning and using this experience to just become better young men, to be quite honest, and young women, because our fans buy into it. You know, we have students bringing things. I've talked to students that have gone out and used their own money to buy things to donate, which is just an awesome thing.
It really is. And again, donations of winter boots, large warm coats, sweatshirts and hoodies, wool socks, large long johns, undergarments, hats and gloves, personal hygiene items, two-man tent, sleeping bags, all of those will be collected here at DeRay Field starting an hour before kickoff for all varsity, JV, and freshman home games this season, and also throughout the month of September at Jacobson's Hardware locations as well, too. So a great opportunity to give back. And financially, there's always that special miracle minute that the freshman team handles between quarters one and two.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, going back to, you know, getting kids involved in that and owning this process, going back to the donations, it doesn't take much from any one person. It's just, you know, if everybody could give a little, a package of brand new socks, you know, just what, it doesn't have to be a huge donation. And I know Scott does a great job with it, Scott Marrier, who started and runs that program, and they appreciate anything that people can donate.
We have a chance to do our part. So, again, please come. Give generously as you're able to tonight. And, again, even if you're on the way to the game and missed out, too, you can still give financially with that Miracle Minute. But those donations, again, will continue to be collected throughout September and October. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Reggie Larson of New Richmond. It's Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV via CFHS Media on YouTube if you want to watch and listen to the game. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, and Sam Aberle are back at the controls at our WOGO studios in Halley. We're back in two. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High football.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Your new Culver's of Chippewa Falls opening September 16th and hiring for all positions. Apply at culvers.com/careers. Veterans Night at DeRay Field. It's Big Rivers Conference, the opener between the New Richmond Tigers and your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, here with head coach Reggie Larson. New Richmond, the runner-up in the BRC last year. And coaches always talk about week one to week two, biggest improvement. What did you see from week one to week two? Both wins, but where did you improve the most?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think our energy was just better. Just you could see it in pregame. Guys had a little bit more pep in their step, and it kind of carried over to the quick start we got. That was a big point of emphasis. And then we got some penalties, some procedural things taken care of. There's always a fair number of that week one. Did a much better job week two. Hopefully we can continue that into week three in the conference play here.
Coach, it really seems like ball control is such a hallmark of this team. Of course, we all know what you did to Chippewa last year, too, dominating time of possession in that game and holding them well under 100 yards. But, you know, a little bit different teams again every year, too. So what do you need to do to come out on top tonight?
Yeah, and I mean, high school football, you need to run the football. And yeah, you, when you look at the Chippewa Falls team this year, the longer those track kids are off the field, the better it is for us. So that's going to be a huge point of emphasis tonight. Got to keep them off the field, because I know when they're on it, they got some guys that can run, and you can only hope to contain them. They're going to pop one eventually. Just hopefully it's not multiple, and hopefully we can make the adjustments we need to, because they are solid offensively.
Offensively on your side, Coach, what do you need to do a little bit better? Again, I'm sure minimizing some turnovers as well, but it seemed like in that first game against Marshfield, just didn't quite get the execution, got in your own way a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that there was some good film that we got corrected, and I think we put a lot better against North. Now, there's always going to be things to get corrected. We always talk about finishing every possession with a kick, whether it's a PAT or a punt. That's a good thing. Anytime you're not turning the ball over, especially the momentum side of things in high school football with high school kids, if we're kicking it to end possessions, that's typically going to be a pretty good thing for us.
And finally, Coach, Veterans Night and a chance again. I don't know that you guys have been part of this here in Chippewa Falls before, but a chance to explain to these young men how there are things far more important than what we see on the field.
Yeah, we have never been here for this, and I got a chance to talk to Coach Rakovich yesterday about it, and it sounds like a really super awesome opportunity for our guys to be a part of, and it did allow us to kind of really talk about that. We have a couple veterans on our staff as well, so kind of got to highlight them a little bit, and we're just really excited to be here. Hopefully we can give them a good game and make it a fun night for everyone here.
Coach, good to see you again. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to the Tigers the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's head coach Reggie Larson of New Richmond. Back after this with Coach Rakovich. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a new location September 16th.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a new location September 16th, a special night. As always, one of our favorite nights of the year, Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls, here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And, Coach, before we get to the game, again, this is something that means a lot to you.
It means a lot to me, but it should mean a lot to everybody. This is a showcase to thank people that have enabled us to live the life that we do. So, you know, it's special to me, but it's special to the kids, and I hope it's special to everybody in attendance.
How have you seen this with the young men, with the character you're trying to build in this program for so many decades? How have you seen this impact them and maybe open their eyes to just how much was sacrificed so that we can enjoy Friday nights full of freedom?
Well, that's a hard thing to decipher at this time. A lot of that stuff you hear about later on, like so-and-so joined the military because of what he saw. So-and-so did this and so-and-so. It's been a lot of impact for the young boys, but I can't put my finger on one certain thing that every of them do, you know.
And the Hands Foundation, of course, your good friend Scott Marrier, and a chance to support those, you mentioned homeless and veterans should never, ever be put together, and yet it's a sad reality. And so we have the chance to stand with those who stood for us.
Right. I don't want to be political, but it makes me sick when we have veterans that are homeless, and that's all I'll say. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. And finally, Coach, on the field, unbeaten team. We all remember what New Richmond came in and did on homecoming night. They are a ball control type of team. They play solid defense. They run the ball. What do you need to do to have a different outcome this year?
Well, first off, we got to do a better job coaching. Their coaches do a great job, and we've got to match. We got to match jobs to jobs with those guys. And I think our kids are ready to play. I just hope that we put them in the right positions and the right places at the right time.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Okay, thanks, Caleb.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a new location September 16th. Culver's is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. We're back with more of the Culver's Kickoff Show after this. WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, it's Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals and small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
What a scene here. Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls, WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Roxy Rakovich. A stirring rendition of God Bless the USA, the flyover, the fireworks. We'll be back right after this.
It's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Big Rivers Conference opener for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the New Richmond Tigers, and the Choice and Ford keys to the game coming in just a moment. But first, Dave Hutzler, what we've just witnessed again, the patriotism, I think sometimes that can become a buzzword, but to see young and old standing and salute for these brave ones who are walking off the field at DeRay right now, and a great turnout of our veterans as well tonight, too. This is a special thing as the Chi-Hi team holds their helmets in their right hands and a salute right now as these incredible, incredible veterans walk off the field here at DeRay.
I won't even pretend to lie. I got goosebumps and chills when all that came together towards the end and Roxy was hitting the high notes and we had
the flyover and the fireworks.
Bombs bursting in the air and the flyover and all that. It was pretty awesome.
It really is an incredible sight. The massive flag, I believe, from Wisconsin Metal Fab loans that to Chi-Hi as well, too. And the captains on both sides come together to unfurl that. There's a USA out in the student section, a great contingent. Yeah, the Packers are playing tonight, but you know what? Supporting here our local community, our local students and schools, but more importantly, our local veterans here in Western Wisconsin. That is what should be done here tonight, and I'm so glad to see that so many people have made that right choice.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome show of sportsmanship too, to get the visiting team involved in something like that too. So, you know, prior to them trying to figure out who's the better team, they're out there in a show of common good.
Well, before we send you down to the sideline and Alan jumps in here, it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. So what does Chi-Hi need to do to move from 2-0 to 3-0 against a team that really took it to them on this field at homecoming last year?
I honestly think defensively, I think I kind of alluded to it before, actually offensively is where I started, is to be able to weather that storm and deal with the confusing, overwhelming nature that their defense likes to play with. They've got guys standing at the line, and they try to confuse us and make us miss assignments. Defensively, the key is to contain number one, first of all. They've got a very good running back. He's fast. You know, our D-line's got to control the edges, because what they like to do is create those creases. So if we can do that, put some pressure on the big quarterback that they have, I think we'll be okay.
Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham here, and Dave Hutzler, thank you so much for joining us during that Culver's kickoff show, and he'll be down on the field. A beautiful night for football on Veterans Night. New Richmond, the visiting team, runner-up in the Big Rivers Conference last year. They have their white uniforms, jet black pants, the burnt orange numerals with a black piping, jet black helmets as well, chai high, resplendent in the military uniforms, the camouflage tops with the solid white numerals, just a gorgeous sight, the jet black pants, the black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia and the silver outlines. It's a special night. They unveiled these jerseys last year for Veterans Night. The seniors get to walk away with those jerseys at the end of the season. If history holds, that's what Coach Rakovich did. Again, sending something with them, too, to help remember that it goes so much beyond the field. So as we welcome in Alan Dunham, who, again, is just looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Very, very solid. And yeah, I heard maybe you came from a wedding rehearsal. But still, I'm just going to say you dressed up for a radio broadcast, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, thank you. I definitely have a face for radio, as they say. And so excited to be up here for another week of high school football. Just fantastic night, beautiful weather. A great scene. I love the way, as you guys have mentioned already, but just the way Coach Rakovich emphasizes being able to be a community member, and part of that is looking out for people in need and helping out our veterans is certainly a worthy cause.
Erickson has it on the tee. The right-footed senior kicker, 5'11", 164, chai high. We'll be booting right to left as we get underway here on WOGO and Cardinal TV via CFHS Media on YouTube, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Erickson, the run-up and the kick, end over end, short boot. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. It's fielded at the 20-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, 25-30, and roped down shy of the 37, maybe 38-yard line. Favorable starting field position for the New Richmond Tigers. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Again, your WOGO sports crew, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the booth. Down on the sideline, Dave Hutzler, Sam Aberley, our producer and board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley, and running the CFHS Media YouTube live stream. To my left, Chris Perry. Starting out first and 10 from the 39-yard line, their side of the 50, the New Richmond Tigers. Their quarterback is number 12, Nick Stelrak. Stelrak the give right up the middle. And Chai High loses contain and busting down the left side. Joe Heppner, the 5'9", 171-pound running back. And that's just what you said couldn't happen a few moments ago, Dave Hutzler.
Yep. It kind of looked like we had him contained there, but he slipped out, and that's the thing. He's fast, and he's a good back.
Stelrecht is just a junior, but he's 6'5", 221. And now we have whistles. And Chai, I don't know if there's an equipment issue here, but
that's my guess. It looks like maybe
Guyton Patro is going to have to sub out the senior DB.
I think a knee isn't covered up with a knee pad, and so he's going to have to adjust his pads a little bit.
New Richmond moves from their 39 to the Chai High 38 in one play. From the shotgun with a back to his right, Stelrecht, pop pass over the middle. He's got a man wide open inside the 25-yard line for another first down. That was Aiden Eckert, 5'11", 177-pound senior wide receiver.
That was a nice play design. It's almost like a run-pass option. The offensive linemen give a key as a run, but then the quarterback holds the ball, makes a nice little pass.
Two plays, two first downs for New Richmond. First and 10 from the 25, the conference runner-up last year. Last time on this field at homecoming, they defeated Chai High 39-7. Pass right side, ushered out of bounds is number 13, Alex Aoun, 6'3" target, big senior, 183 pounds.
And forgive us a little bit up here. Some of the numbers are a little hard to see, the white on camo in the sunlight.
I mean, and again, it kind of makes sense that the camouflage jerseys.
Oh, yes.
Could be elements that are hard to see. Second and 10 from the 17 of Chai High, New Richmond marching right down the field. Heppner to the left of Stelrecht. One clap, calls for the ball. Give to Heppner. Heppner right up the middle. Chai High interior defense is stout.
That was a real good sign. Even on the first run, initially stopped by Hagman, but there wasn't the rally of other players to bring him down. The running back did a good job with his balance to bounce it off. This time, there's enough pursuit by their players for a minimal gain.
Again, a 7-6 victory for New Richmond in their opener on the road at Marshfield, but they got things rolling against North last week, kind of got out of their own way and put up 35 on the Huskies. Third and one from the Chi High 16. Stelrek claps for the ball, gives to Heppner. Heppner straight ahead, finds a crease, darts through it inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9.
Good read by the running back. There was a blitz coming on the right offensive left side, and the running back was able to move to the right side and find a crease to get the first down.
First and goal from the 9. For the New Richmond Tigers, a pair of 2-0 teams tonight here at Juray as the Big Rivers Conference slate opens. Stelrecht again from the shotgun. Twin receivers to the left. Delayed give up the middle and a big hole inside the 5-yard line. Chi High collaborates on the stop. And they're saying the ball came loose there. Dave Hutzler, I don't know if you saw if the ball did actually pop loose.
He just took it from him, but they're saying that he was down already, and I don't get that. I didn't see it that way.
So second and goal from the 3 after Chi High thought they forced a turnover. Stelrecht again from the gun. Single back to his left, twin receivers to the left as well. Delayed give off the right side, pushing toward the goal line, and touchdown into the end zone, just barely crossing the plane.
Nice job by the New Richmond offensive line. They just put a hat on hat. The running back, you could see him take that angle towards his right offensive tackle and was able to get just enough to get over the goal line.
That was Austin Wittick, number 30, a sophomore, 5'10", 178. It is 6-0 New Richmond. Wittick with a 3-yard touchdown run. Stelrecht will be the holder. Snap spot, the kick is through the uprights, and Chi High quickly in a one-touchdown hole. 2 minutes and 6 seconds into the game. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Welcome back here to Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Right-footed boot from Abraham Monson. Chi High will pick it up far side of the field at the 10-yard line to the 15, the 20. Stutter step across the 20-yard line, bouncing near the 24, maybe the 25. And that's where the Cards will start first and 10.
I love Jackson LeMay on the kick return. He's a lot of fun to watch.
And again, even though it is a little bit difficult to see the numbers, you can just kind of tell by the way he jitterbugs that, that was Jackson LeMay out there. First and 10 from the 24-yard line for Chi High, trailing 7-0. New Richmond marched right down the field. Again, this is a Chi High defense that had only allowed 28 combined points the first 2 weeks. Flip right side to LeMay. LeMay hit in the backfield and taken down for a loss. That is the 15th tackle for a loss by this New Richmond defense. Again, wow. They had 14 TFLs in 2 games.
Very aggressive play by the New Richmond. They just overwhelmed the edge where Chippewa was trying to run to the right edge, and 3, 4, 5 defenders, just a white swarm.
Loss of 4 on the play. Second and 14, Chi High now backed up to their own 20-yard line. 2 tight ends, double wing, double tight. Flip to the left side. Boland getting his first carry, and Jackson Boland gets the lost yardage back up to the 25 and maybe the 26, bringing up a 3rd and 8.
That play was much more blocked better, and he was able to get the edge on that and get some positive yardage.
Noah Potter is the senior signal caller for Chi High. 5'11", 175-pound senior. Chi High going to sub and go into presumably more of a spread formation here on third and long from their own 27-yard line. Sam Hebert split out to the left. Three receivers to the right. Potter from the gun with a back to his left. Chi High trails 7-0. Big third and eight from their own 27-yard line in their first possession. Back to pass. Clean pocket. Now rolling out to his right. Dropping the ball is Potter, and Potter's buried. Evaded the first defender, not the second, and that's a big sack for New Richmond's Cole Stevens. 5'10", 210, senior defensive lineman. The Cards go 1-2-3 and out.
Every once in a while, I feel like being a home team sometimes is a disadvantage. There's a lot of activity, a lot of things going on. Sometimes you don't have the right focus. It takes that first series to get into the game.
Colin Clary has not punted a lot this year. Gets a little bit of a roll on this one, but it'll stay on the Chi High side of the 50 at the 46. It's down for the Cards by Ian Denning, and that's where New Richmond will start first and 10. And already, Dave Hutzler, we've got a critical defensive possession here for Chi High. You don't want to go down two scores to a New Richmond team like this. Already we can see their defense looks like they want to improve on their conference runner-up finish last year.
Yep, that's exactly what we talked about for keys to the game. They play fast and they try to overwhelm, and so far they've done that, so we just have to weather the storm.
7:50 to go, first quarter. 7-0, Chi High trails by a touchdown. First and 10, New Richmond from the Cardinals' 46-yard line. Stelrek, the 6'5" junior, sending a man in motion right to left, fakes the jet sweep, give right up the middle. That looks like Wittick, and Wittick is swarmed by a couple of Chi High defenders.
Nice job by the D lineman to hold the point of attack. Didn't give a lot of room for Wittick to run.
Logan Siski looked to be one of the first hats to the ball. Number 95, the 6'250-pounder. Also Drake Dakin, who's one of six Cardinal players with 13 or more tackles in the first two games. Gain of just 3, second and 7 from the Chi High 43-yard line. Twin receivers to the left. Single receiver right. Single setback. On the right hip of Stelrecht, the junior from the gun. He's going to throw it right side. Tough catch, incomplete at the Chi High sideline. Laying out for that one was number 13, Alex Ahn.
Keep an eye on the quarterback keeping one of these balls at some point, because they keep running this kind of a read option sort of look. And so far, every time he's given it to the running back, but sooner or later, that quarterback's going to keep that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to mention that actually last series, watching the Eau Claire North tape, he did keep it a few times. And he's not fast, but he's a big man at 6'5".
Carried the ball 14 times in the first two games, has Stelrecht. Third and 7 from the Chi High 43 for New Richmond as they lead 7-0. Trips to the left. Hepner rolls out to his left. They'll flare a pass out to Hepner, the speedster. Looked like maybe a block in the back. Chi High not going to get the call, but the swarming camouflage defense able to pull Hepner down as he crosses the 40-yard line. It's going to be fourth and short. You would assume Coach Reggie Larson's going for this.
Drake Dakin, a good job to get out there and force the ball in, slowing him down a little bit for the rest of the team to collaborate.
Fourth and about 3.
Well, right now would probably be a good time for New Richmond to run that quarterback.
And we'll see what they elect to do. Fourth and 3 from the 39-yard line. From the shotgun, Stelrak. Single setback to his right. He's going to roll out to his right on the bootleg, going deep down the right side of the field toward the end zone. Incomplete. Bracketing coverage there by the Chi High DB and safety. Now they're saying that the ball somehow ended up in the hands of the receiver after it looked incomplete. And the ref just called touchdown. Unless Antonio Freeman was in a New Richmond uniform, I'm not sure how in the world he could have pulled that in. The refs are going to conference now.
Dave, did you see that ball hit the ground?
That absolutely hit the ground.
Yeah, and they got the call right.
Wow.
They got it right.
That ref had no business calling touchdown. He was on the back side of that play. There's no way he could see what happened.
I'm just going to say that young man for New Richmond who tried to make the catch, football, it's great, but go to drama club, young man, because you sold that to the back judge, who raised his arms in the air to call a touchdown. Wow.
He did get two hands on it. Simon Fish was right on his back, making it very difficult. good enough throw. The ball was there, but he wasn't able to control it.
So Chi-High now will have a first and 10 from their own 39-yard line, their most favorable starting field position, and you can't overstate what a big stop that is for the Chi-High defense. As they trail 7-0, 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Double wing, double tight for Potter. Flip left side, that's Bolin. Wow. Bolin's got a lot of room. 40, 45, 50, turning the corner, 45, 40. Still on his feet, cartwheels inside the 35-yard line. Jackson Bolin with a burst. He averaged 25 yards per carry last week against Eau Claire Memorial, and pretty close to that on his second touch tonight.
The New Richmond coach called it on the interview, the coach's interview before the game. He's like, hey, these kids are going to get their breaks. They're going to pop some runs, and that was an example of one right there.
Jackson Bolin has scored six times in the first two contests for Chi-High. First and 10 from the 36 of New Richmond. Double wing, double tight. LeMay in motion left to right. Give to the fullback. That looks to be Krista, I believe. And Krista inside the 35-yard line down to the 34. Ball was spotted at the 36, so a gain of a couple.
Protect that football, young man.
That is Brett Krista. Krista, number 4. 6'1", 210-pound senior. Well, that last Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. Cards will stay with twin tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback. Second and 8 from the 34 of New Richmond. Trailing 7-0. New Richmond looked like they jumped. Was Chi-High drawn offside? Noah Potter doesn't think so as he claps his hands. And that'll be 5 freebies, Allen, for Chi-High.
Hey, you love to see that. Give yourself about a 2nd and 3. Gives you a chance maybe to think about throwing a pass.
Well, 2nd and short, always a good time.
We'll see what the young coach Hutzler has dialed up.
Proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes on 2nd and 3. There's the famed crisscross, but New Richmond sniffs it out and snuffs it out for a loss of 1, maybe 2, back near the 31-yard line. So 3rd and short becomes 3rd and mid for Chi-High.
Jackson Bolin on the carry.
Bolin has touched the ball 3 times. That time lost a couple. 3rd and 5 from the 31. You figure 4 down territory for Chi-High as they trail 7-0. Over halfway through the first half. Give off the right side. That's LeMay following his blocking, trying to turn the corner. He will. He's got a first down. Scampers inside the 25-yard line. Very patient run there, Dave Hutzler, from Jackson LeMay. Again, waiting for that block to set and then turning on the Jets.
He did a nice job with that. He let it. He didn't panic on that. He just got what he needed to get. One of the things we're doing right now that we're having success is we're kind of trying to go straight ahead with our blocking.
1st and 10 from the 24, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Potter, give right up the middle, and bashing his way inside the 20 is Krista, and he's still pushing hard, close to it.
Number 1, Jackson LeMay on the carry.
Oh, Jackson LeMay, excuse me.
Yeah, that was a little too quick of a stutter step for Krista. Nice run.
Cards are now officially in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. 2nd and 1 from the 15-yard line after the gain of 9 by LeMay. This time the give to Krista, and Krista batters his way straight forward for a first down. All the way to the 10-yard line. You love it when you're fullback, your B-back, and get 5.
Absolutely, because what we want to do is we want to get to the edge. And you can't go to the edge if you don't establish the middle. So you want the defense to be honest. They got to respect the middle, and then you can hit that edge with the speed.
Cards bringing in a bit more of a spread package. Tyler Banky coming out there. Sam Hebert. First and goal. From as far away as you can get a first and goal from the 10-yard line.
Jalen Smith as well, trips to the right.
And 3 receivers right, single receiver left, that's Hebert. Banky to the left of Potter, giving him instructions. Potter takes a shotgun snap, straight drop, standing in the pocket, floats up, leaving for Hebert.
Yes. Goes up, 2 hands, makes the catch. High-pointing the ball, Sam Hebert, and the Cards on the board, that's 6. You can see Noah Potter telling Banky, hey, make sure you block the middle because I need just a couple seconds to throw it into the end zone.
A 10-yard touchdown toss, the second connection of the year for a TD from Noah Potter to Sam Hebert. Senior to senior.
Great response by the defense, and then the offense also responds with a touchdown.
Erickson for the PAT is good, and we are tied at 7. Back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Cardinal defense holds. The Cardinal offense turns it into 6, and we're tied at 7 on Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful Friday night. WOGO Sports, pooch kick picked up at the 26-yard line down the left sideline in front of the New Richmond bench. One of the upbacks will take it close to the 40-yard line. 3:32 to go here in the first quarter. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew, our producer and board operator Sam Aberle at the WOGO studios in Halley, running the CFHS media live stream, Cardinal TV on YouTube. Chris Perry, thank you for watching and listening, or listening wherever you might be tonight. Let us know, WOGO at WOGO.com, if you want to shoot us an email or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter.
This is one of the fun parts of the game, is it's the game within the game. Now, what are the adjustments that New Richmond is going to make?
The bring receivers in tight, twins in the slot to the right, single receiver left. Chi-Hi showing some pressure, Stelrecht, delayed give right up the middle. Cardinals hold pretty tightly there against Joe Heppner, the 5'9 senior. Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. And Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Gain of 5. Stelrecht with Heppner on his right hip. Second and 5 from the 43 with 3 receivers. Stelrecht throws over the middle, incomplete. A big collision there, too, just for good measure, as he led his receiver, Aiden Eckert, right up the Chi-High safety.
One of the things New Richmond likes to do is they want a quick hitter on those throws. That was just a simple little slant. But Dakin, the defensive end, he dropped back in coverage. He made the window very small. The quarterback was not able to hit it. Good job by the defense.
So they tried to set that up with the play before, because the run play before is a counter play where their backside guard and their wing back lead up through, and then that was a run pass option off of that same action.
Third and 5 now for New Richmond with 4 wide and an empty backfield. Now Stelrecht's going to keep it himself, rolling out to his right side. Now he looks like he wants to pass. Throws it right side, toe-tapping catch. Is it complete? It is. What a nice grab there by Alex Ounie, and he is into Chi-High territory. There is a flag on the field near midfield. Good job there by Stelrecht buying time. 6'5" quarterback to 6'3" receiver. As of right now, it's a first down for New Richmond, but it looks like the Tigers are headed back the other way. Maybe a hold down there?
I believe it was an illegal man downfield.
That's the thing. When you do the run-pass option, the offensive linemen have 3 yards they can move forward. And if they go past 3 yards, then they are illegally downfield on a pass.
And that is the call. And so that'll back New Richmond up. But again, that third and five becomes a little bit more difficult. Don't forget, coming up after the game in our post-glass post-game show, we'll name the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers. Defending your vehicle against rust, Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust, stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. 2:50 to go first quarter, tie ball game at 7. Third and 10, New Richmond from their own 38-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Stelrak back to pass, floats it over the middle. He's got a man cutting laterally across the field. Big hit taken down across the 42-yard line. Simon Fish says hello and welcome to Chippewa.
That's exactly what you do it. As a safety, you see ball, you get ball. And he closed up that gap in a hurry.
Speaking of our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, our inaugural Defensive Player of the Game by Rust Proofers was Simon Fish in that home opener. Looks like we will have Jackson LeMay back to receive this punt, I believe.
Simon Fish,
all right. We're telling you, these camo jerseys are hard to read.
He's down.
He's down.
Dropped the snap, and that's going to be Chai High ball, the 29-yard line. What a break. The punter, the ball was just not handled well. He went down to his knee to regather the ball. And inadvertently, he downed himself.
So the ball went down, and then the knee went down, and what a gift for Chai High. And you can hear on the sideline how pumped up the Cards are as a game that, again, momentum swings so much in football. And Chai High allowed New Richmond to march right down the field, take a 7-0 lead, then gave them the ball right back on a drive that went nowhere. Now the Cards a chance to retake Big Mo here. Potter back to pass, rolling out to his right, standing tall in the pocket. Now he's going to duck it forward and get what he can. Back to the 29-yard line. He took a little bit of a late hit, maybe even a helmet-to-helmet hit there.
I don't know. Okay, I'm a homer, all right? But those receivers were trying to break free, and the New Richmond defenders were absolutely draped all over them down the field. That looked to me like there was a lot of extra contact.
No gain on the play for Potter. Minute 40 and counting to go first quarter. Chai High second and 10 from the 29-yard line. Potter, flip.
No.
Left side, and the ball comes loose. There's a flag on the play, but it's jarred loose from the Cards. And New Richmond says they have, and it sure looks like they do, as Boland had it knocked away. Now let's check the flag here.
We only keep it if it's a penalty on New Richmond.
And New Richmond's pumped. It's a hold on Chai High. We talk about momentum. Going right back to the Tigers here. And that was quite a hit that Jackson Boland took, Dave Hutzler.
Yeah, that was an unusually tentative run by him. Usually it's pretty, you know, he makes up his mind, sticks his foot, and he goes. And it just kind of looked like he wasn't quite sure there. And he ended up taking the worst of that hit instead of delivering the hit.
Yeah, he was carrying that ball right in front of him instead of having that ball tucked away into his side, and he was dancing around like Dave said, and that was a good hit that jarred the ball loose.
This is an aggressive, violent New Richmond defense, and again, violent in a football way, and they kind of carried their offense in the first game and then held down a kind of resurgent Eau Claire North Huskies team last week, holding them to just 7 points. First and 10 to Richmond from the 28 in a tie ball game. Stelrak rolling out to his left. The 6'5" junior goes left side. Got his man just shy of the stick. That's Aiden Eckert, junior to senior on the connection there. And this New Richmond passing game, just looking at it statistically, they hadn't thrown the ball a lot. And three picks already on the season for Stelrak, but he's looked sharp so far.
I'm guessing that he likes to throw the ball rolling left. Usually a right-handed quarterback, it's a little bit harder to throw across your body, but he made a very accurate throw for about a gain of 7-8 yards.
Second and 2, they'll call it. From still inside their own 40-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Stelrak calls for the ball, delayed give. Stelrak going to keep it himself off the left side. He'll barrel for a first down across the 40-yard line. Fox stops temporarily at 1:14. Coming up between quarters 1 and 2 will be the famed Miracle Minute. Usually the Chai High freshman team see the uniforms out there, handles that, passing buckets around the crowd. Seems like each year the amount that's raised in those 60 seconds grows, which is wonderful to see, the generosity of the community. First and 10 from the 41-yard line, their side of the 50 for New Richmond. 7-7 ball game here on Veterans Night, WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. This time the give off the right side, shy high, a flag flies, as I think that's going to be a pretty clear infraction for a face mask. As Heppner was dragged down, but someone got a hand up a little bit high.
You're getting blocked and you're reaching out to try to make a tackle, and sometimes you can't clearly see what you're grabbing when you're reaching out, and unfortunately got something that he wasn't supposed to get.
And they march that off. It's...
Oh,
wow. All okay. Right, you mentioned getting held.
I didn't want to say anything because I didn't see a face mask, but I thought maybe you guys had a better view of it.
Clearly I didn't. I definitely didn't see one. Nope. 50.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Now a first and 20 as New Richmond behind the sticks a little bit. Twin receivers left and right, and the slots either side. Stelrecht claps for the ball. Draw play right up the middle. Chai High not fooled. And pulling down the running back, Austin Wittick, the sophomore who scored the touchdown earlier. And depending on how aggressive Coach Reggie Larson, New Richmond, wants to be, that could bring us to the end of the quarter.
I think that was Brett Krista from the linebacker position. Great job of weeding through the linemen to get legs. Made a fantastic play.
Brett did a nice job because he ended up only kind of having one leg below the knee, but he didn't let go of it.
We have reached the end of quarter number one. After 12 minutes played here on Veterans Night, it's Chi High 7, New Richmond 7. We're back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals Football.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Miracle Minute going on right now, and we've got a good one brewing. A battle of Big Rivers Conference unbeatens in the conference opener here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. After conferring off the air, Alan Dunham is going to have his play-by-play debut a different night, he said. So we were going to have Alan jump on the call, but yeah, maybe in a week or two here we'll test out your chops. I don't know. By the time you start, I might never get the job back. Second and 18 for New Richmond. From the 33-yard line, Stelrecht rolls out to his right, floats it right side, toe-tapping catch at the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. Athletic play out there.
You're just fine.
That was Ani.
Yeah, you're fine to give it up. Keep everything in front of you. There was no chance for a run after the catch on that play. And, you know, a nice effort, but just about a 4-yard gain.
And Stelrecht again sailed that one a bit high, so Ani an athletic play just to pull it down, but that was really all he could do. And gain of just 3, so 3rd and 15 right now for New Richmond. So we were 7 seconds in the second quarter.
Stelrecht is an accurate thrower, but he doesn't have a lot on it. If he goes deeper, there might be a chance, opportunity for a safety to get under one.
3rd and 15, New Richmond trips to the left. Now twins to the right as Stelrecht empties out the backfield with 5 wide. On 3rd and 15 from his own 36-yard line in a tie ball game, and this play is blown dead. Which way is it going? That might be a delay of game, Dave Hutzler?
Yep, absolutely what it is.
It's the back judge in the Chi High secondary who threw that flag, and again, keeping an eye on the time there. Got a bouncing student section with that USA out, the red, white, and blue. Again, miracle minute. Usually we'll hear a little bit later in the game how that went.
I would look for some sort of a short screen. They've got a nice little tunnel screen that they like to run. I don't think they're going to chuck it deep. I think their MO is to do something short and hope their guys can make a play.
We had a temporary stoppage. Now we're rolling. Stelrecht again, five wide. Three to the left, Twins to the right. Third and 20 from their own 31-yard line. Stelrecht floats it out. He's got a man cutting right up the middle of the field back to the original line of scrimmage, but no further for Aiden Eckert. And the Chi High defense holds water there. Fourth and a little over nine. The Cardinals set to get this one back as once again Simon Fish back to receive this punt. It'll be officially a fourth and 10 on the scoreboard. Another low snap picked up off the grass, high but short punt. Fish going to stay away from it, and it caroms off the gluteus maximus of one of the new Richmond Gunners. And pretty good starting field position for the Cards.
This has been the ball mark, I think, for the last three possessions.
Just gone right around that 35, 39-yard line. Or now, oh, they're going to say the 29-yard line, excuse me.
But this time, after the quarter change, now we've got to go 71 yards as opposed to the 29 last drive.
So Chi High, first and 10 from their 29. Ball on the far hash, double wing, double tight. Noah Potter, the senior quarterback, and someone jumped a little bit early. The handoff going to Jackson LeMay, but this play will be blown dead.
I believe that is on the Tigers.
Richmond was the party that moved early.
A little overly aggressive, jumping a little ahead of time.
And can you use that sometimes... guys, an aggressive defense, can you use that against them? Maybe go a little hard count just to try to use their own tendency to get five free?
Absolutely.
First and five from their 34 for Chi High. Double wing, double tight formation. 7-7 ball game, early second quarter, and now we have another flag.
They win again.
And New Richmond may have just gifted Chi High a first down.
Good ball. Offside. On the defense.
That'll move the Cards up 10 yards without having to officially run a play.
I think our motion is messing with them because they are such an aggressive, fast twitch defense that they see our guy go in that jet motion and they're jumping on that.
First and 10 from their own 39 for Chi High. Twin tight ends, two wing backs, and an offset fullback. Potter under center, man in motion left to right. Give to Krista, and Krista with a burst, 45-50, in a foot race, 45-35-30, all the way down inside the 30-yard line to the 28. Brett Krista rips off a huge gain for the Cards.
You talk about what can you do against an aggressive defense, and that play, all the run action is going right, and then Krista comes back in a counter to the left, and it was wide open on the left side.
So That was a beautiful play because we just got them to jump off sides trying to go right twice, so they were set up for it, and then we went back left on a counter.
That was pretty good speed from the fullback there. First and 10 from the 30. Now speaking of speed, give to Jackson LeMay. LeMay spins out of one tackle but cannot get away from a swarm of white jerseys as he's going to be hammered back near the 35, maybe 36-yard line. He never actually went down, but the whistles blow.
Jackson LeMay is probably the lightest player on the field, and five guys tried to take him down, and nobody could take him down. He broke three tackles, and then two guys eventually pushed him out.
Loss of six back to the 36-yard line.
His balance is extraordinary is what I'm trying to say.
7-7 game here. 10 minutes and change to go before halftime here on Veterans Night. Beautiful September Friday night underneath the lights here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Two wingbacks and a fullback in the double wing formation for Chi High. Potter, flip right side, that's LeMay. LeMay spins out of one tackle, but he's taken down for another loss. Lost maybe a couple yards on that one. That was Abraham Monson, the senior DB, knifing into the backfield, and now Chi High third and very long. You figure you have a couple downs for this, though. The third and 18 from the 38.
This is a little bit of the chess match. They're going to guess. They're going to blitz. They're going to bring some pressure against that run. Now, when do you sprinkle in some pass and misdirection to keep the defense honest?
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Noah Potter, the senior, from the gun, back to pass, heavy pressure, floats it deep down the left sideline, hung it up, and it is picked off inside the 15-yard line. Intercepted by New Richmond safety, who was just kind of waiting on that.
That was a beautiful catch. He stretched out, leaping grab, two-handed grab above his head. And it, essentially, I guess it serves as a punt, if you will, as third down. But intercepted it deep in their own territory for New Richmond.
That's the key is, as coaches, to try and not let that feel like negative momentum, because if we can't catch it and they're going to catch it, that's the best scenario right there, just like a punt.
Far side of the field, it was a little difficult catching the number, but I believe that might have been Abraham Monson, number 8 again for New Richmond. If so, he made a couple big plays in a row for the Tigers. They'll start 1st and 10 from their own 13, though. Stelrek, the 6'5" junior. Delayed give right up the middle, and there's some running room and cutting across the 25-yard line outside the numbers to the 30. The speedster, Joe Heppner. Again, 5'9", 171, some good power to finish off the run, but Heppner, their leading ball carrier on the season for New Richmond. Came in averaging 6.1 per carry. And 113 yards rushing per game. First and 10 from the 30 on a gain of 17. Stelrek going to keep it himself off the left side, and he's more of a banger, but the same result. A first down on one play for New Richmond across the 40-yard line up to the 41, maybe 42. Gain of 12 for Stelrek.
Yeah, at that time it was the fake give to the running back, and then the quarterback kept it around the left side, and nobody was home to stop him initially.
8.5 minutes to go before halftime. First and 10, New Richmond from the from their own 42-yard line. In this 7-7 ball game. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Stelrecht, quarterback draw right up the middle. Now cutting out the right side, and he's hammered down as he crosses the 45. Still fell forward to about the 47 for a gain of 5.
That was Jackson Martin that came in for that tackle.
And good to see Jackson Martin back out there as he was banged up and missed the Memorial game. And game one against Stevens Point, Martin was all over the field defensively. Had a couple nice carries from that fullback position as well.
It's number 30, New Richmond running back.
And that's Wittick, who scored the lone touchdown for the Tigers. 2nd and 5 from their own 47 for New Richmond. Stelrek floats it out right side. Got a man for a first down. That's Ounie across midfield.
That was a really nice timing route. The quarterback three-step drop. He threw it before the wide receiver made his break. The wide receiver turns on that out, and the ball was right there. Good play design and well executed.
Their mixture of run and pass has really been impressive so far. The Tigers' balanced offense. 1st and 10 now from the Chi High side of the 50 at the 46-yard line. Bringing them all in tight. Stelrek give off the left side. That's Wittick, and Wittick crosses the 40-yard line inside the 35 for another New Richmond first down.
Come on!
And Dave, kind of at the point of attack right now, it just seems like the Cards getting pushed back a bit.
They're beating us to the punch, but they're doing a nice job of mixing things up so we can't just get used to any one thing.
Under 7 minutes to go before halftime in this 7-all game. 1st and 10 from the Chi High 34. Stelrek claps for the ball. Give off the left side. Turning the corner at the 30-yard line. Pretty big collision at the 30. That looked to be Wittick again. That was Heppner back out there at the tailback position.
They bunched three receivers tight on the left side, and then they ran to that side trying to get the edge.
Richmond is a ball control offense, as we mentioned. They ran 22 more plays than Eau Claire North last week, and that's about what they averaged the first 2 weeks. 117 plays, their opponents ran just 80, so 37 more plays than their opponents in just two games. New Richmond gets the ball, holds it, lengthy drives. Give right up the middle to Heppner, and this time Chi High very quickly with Colton Petzka.
Yes.
knifing into the backfield. Colts him down.
Yes, Colton did a great job screaming down the end. The running back gets the ball. He takes a second because it's just basically zone blocking. He's got to decide where to go. And by the time he tried to get going, Colton Petzko was around his legs.
And Big Rivers Conference opener for these two 2-0 teams. Chi-High knocked off Spashen Memorial, but a much tougher task here tonight against the New Richmond Tigers. Third and four from the Cardinal 28-yard line for Stelrecht & Co. Sends a man in motion left to right. Delayed give right up the middle. That's Heppner, and Heppner has a big crease, 20-15-10. He's taken down from behind at the 6-yard line. Jackson Boland lassoed him to the turf, but not before another gashing run for Heppner.
That was a nice job. It wasn't a huge lane, but when he gets a crease, he's very decisive, and he's a powerful runner. Was able to get through the first and second level until Jackson Boland was able to take him down.
First and goal, the Tigers from the 8-yard line. Twin receivers tight slot to the right. Heppner in the backfield. Timeout on the field. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds as well. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to a Friday night underneath the lights here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chi-High football, 7-7 ball game. New Richmond threatening, first and goal from the 8-yard line. Give to Heppner. Heppner submarine on the right side as he's taken down very quickly, and I think that was Colton Petzko once again.
Yeah, great job staying home, avoiding the block, and making contact on the running back.
New Richmond, the offensive line stays right at the line of scrimmage. Gain of a couple, second and goal from the 6. Tigers not in any real hurry here. Again, hoping to punch it in and leave as little time as possible for Chi-High. 4:40 and counting to go in the second quarter. Stelrecht, three receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. Early movement on the defensive line, it seemed. And it is an offsides penalty on the Cards defensive line, and that'll make it second and goal from a little bit closer.
At the distance to the goal,
the game is difficult enough without us getting in our own way.
So New Richmond brings it back to the line on second and goal from the 3 in the 7-7 ball game. Two receivers right, an H back to the left. On the right hip of Stelrecht is Heppner. Calling for the ball, the give to Heppner. Heppner finds a crease. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, New Richmond. It is 13-7 with 4:16 remaining in the first half. The Tigers back in front.
Really well blocked by the left side of the line. Drive blocking made a nice lane for the running back to go, and he scored easily.
So that's a 3-yard touchdown run for Heppner. Second 3-yard TD run of the night for New Richmond. They're showing kind of that swinging gate formation here, and now instead of standing in the shotgun formation, Stelrecht will take a knee for the PAT. Snap, spot, kick to the uprights, and it's good. Chi-High down by a touchdown once again, but a lot of time remaining in the first half. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Cardinals in a 7-point deficit right now. The run back across the 30-yard line to the 35 and then stormed back by a wall of white. Jackson LeMay has done an admirable job returning kicks tonight. And Jackson's good at pretty much everything he tries, but Chi-High trailing 14-7. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, your WOGO sports team. Dave Check with us in spirit. No, he said he'd probably be tuning into the game, so hello, Dave, if you're joining us. First and 10, Chi-High from their own 35. 4:08 to go before halftime, trailing 14-7. Give to Jackson Bolin. Bolin turning the corner at the left side, trying to find a crease, and outside the hashes, he nudges forward for two, maybe three. Second and long coming up for the Cards.
Nice job by the New Richmond defense. Everybody was coming up to the line of scrimmage. They did a good job stringing it out and not giving up that alley that we saw so often last week.
Gain of just two officially, so second and eight from their own 37 for Chi-High. Still plenty of time and a pocket full of timeouts for 51st-year head coach Chuck Rakovich. Noah Potter rolling out to his right. Excuse me, that's Jackson LeMay. And LeMay, no, that is Potter. I'm sorry.
That looked like a design run all the way. Came back set for just a second, then he took off for the sidelines and had just enough speed to outrun the defense for a first down.
And I don't know if we've seen that wrinkle a lot yet, Dave Hutzler. A little bit of a read option there for Noah Potter.
Yeah, and again, I'm assuming after talking with the offensive coordinator a lot that was a true read. I don't think that was predetermined.
It was a first down tote there from Potter. First and 10 from their own 45. Sending Smith in motion left to right. Give off the right side. That is Jackson LeMay. Ducks his way out of an ankle tackle and skips into the sideline near midfield to stop the clock at 3:17. See if they spot it right at midfield. No, they're going to give him the 49 on the Chi-High side of the 50, so a gain of four.
And there they had Jalen Smith coming from right to left with the jet sweep action, and then the handoff to LeMay going to the right.
That last Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Second and six. Chi-High nearing the 50. And now whistles blow. And do we have a timeout on the field? We do. Timeout back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, along with Dave Hutzler here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Second and six, Chi-High from their 49, trailing 14-7, under 3 minutes to go before halftime. Jalen Smith in motion left to right and whistles before this play can get off the ground.
That time I think is the Chi-High offensive lineman trying to get themselves in position a little early.
And second and six will become second and 11. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at cvosm.com. Second and 11, Chi-High from their 44. Still lots of time to work with, trailing by a touchdown. From the gun, back to pass, Noah Potter. Potter standing in the pocket, pumps. Now he's going to take it himself right across midfield. Evades the tackler, spins close to the 45-yard line. A nice carry there by Noah Potter, making the most of a play that broke down. Good coverage by New Richmond, and Potter making the smart play, the senior, and that'll be a third and one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big drop back. He pumped like he was going to throw, decided to hold on to it.
Cards jump right up to the line. Give to the B-back straight ahead, bashing for a first down. Brett Krista moves the sticks. And Dave Hutzler, is there a word or something when it's jump right on the line like that too when they go hurry up? Not that you need to say it over the air, but I mean, is there a signal to say, hey, we're going to go fast?
Like a silent count? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if there's something that Potter barks out to say, hey, we're getting up to the line in a hurry. Potter back to pass here. Throws right side. Intercepted as he overshoots his receiver at the 30-yard line. Picked off at the 25. Had a man open, just sailed it.
Oh, yeah, that one hurts a little bit there. As you said, Bolin was curling in about 15 yards down the field. Was open, but the ball did, as you said, sail over his head, and the defender, being behind him, was able to jump up and catch the ball.
So New Richmond's used a couple timeouts here, but now a promising Chi-High drive stymied. A couple picks in their last two possessions, and New Richmond leading 14-7. Chi-High will get the second half kick, and very important now, guys, to make sure that this just stays a 7-point deficit before the half.
Just got to weather the storm. We have our chances. We can move the ball. We're okay.
Yeah, that's three turnovers in the half.
Fumble and two interceptions. Be nice to get one back. Three receivers to the right, single receiver tight slot to the left. Stelrek, the 6'5" junior. Going to keep it himself off the left side. He's got a one-on-one. He's ushered out of bounds, escorted there for the Cards by Guyton Patro, the senior. 6 seconds go off the clock, minute 44. Left to play. Gain of about three. No, they're going to actually give him close to five.
I think our D-backs would be well advised to try and tackle him a little bit lower than that.
Yes.
He might just carry them down the field if we keep doing that.
Patro did a good job using the sideline there to help out. Stelrecht is a big fella. Second and five from the 35. Stelrecht the give to Heppner, and Heppner a big gap right across the middle of the 50 into the Chi-High side of midfield. The 45 down to the 44, and Heppner's got some speed to bring. Talk about track kids on the Chi-High side.
Both our middle linebackers blitzed, and they were able to find a hole that was open.
Stelrecht calls from the shotgun snap, rolling out to his right. Stelrecht looking, waiting, still looking, throws right side, got a man right in front of his own sideline, inside the 40-yard line, down close to the 38. Gain of six. So we head toward the half. 84 seconds remaining. Chi-High defense trying to hold off another New Richmond charge here. 14-7. Cards trail by a touchdown. Not wanting to dig any deeper of a hole. And New Richmond's used a couple of their timeouts. Coach Reggie Larson, of course, his dad, a longtime coach at Somerset. Three receivers left, single receiver right. Heppner on the left hip of Stelrecht. Stelrich back to pass. Rolling out to his left a couple steps. Got a man wide open at the 35-yard line. Good open field tackle. Upending him at the 32. That was Simon Fish, who took care of business there against number 6, Max Kredovitz. Still a first down for New Richmond from the 32-yard line. Just over a minute to play. Stelrich bootleg to his right, throws down the seam, got a man wide open inside the 20-yard line to the 15, and inside the 15 for another New Richmond first down.
They're doing a good job of flooding the zone. The quarterback makes a good decision to find the open receiver.
Three receivers left, single receiver slot to the right. Under a minute to play first half. New Richmond looking for more, leading 14-7. Stelrich rolls out to his right. Big collision there as he is escorted to the chalk. Nice hit on the far side of the field.
Is that 12, Jalen Smith?
I believe it is, and that's how you got to tackle that big guy.
Nick Stelrich, the tackle by number 12, Jalen
Smith.
Hit
him right on those hip pads. Brought him down. 47.3 seconds is where the clock is stopped at. 14-7 New Richmond. They have the ball at the 13-yard line of Chi High. Second and 10 for the Tigers. Again, they were the Big Rivers Conference runner-up last year. Behind only Hudson. They did not lose till level 3 of the playoffs in Division 2. Stelrich on second and 7 from the 10. Back to pass. Hanging tight in the pocket. Now floats it over the middle.
Yes. The interception at the goal line. Picked off. And coming back up to the 10. Standing right in the path of that pass and taking it back the other way. I think that was Guyton Patro.
I want to say Simon Fish on that play.
It was Simon Fish, but
Fish with the pick.
A big part of that was the pressure, and I believe the pressure came from Hagman and Hansen to cause that short throw by the quarterback.
Absolutely. The quarterback just went into a backpedal knee, threw it up into the end zone in desperation and into the welcoming hands of Simon Fish.
An absolutely huge play for the Chi High defense. Again, the Cards trail 14-7, 37.9 seconds remaining before halftime. We'll see how aggressive.
That was a big, big stop.
The Cards want to be here. They'll go trips to the right, single receiver wide to the left. Single setback on the right hip of Noah Potter from the shotgun. Potter calls for the ball. Rushes heavy, rolling out to his left. Potter holding, waiting. Jump
no.
pass, and it's intercepted at the 14-yard line. Oh, goodness. Now a flag flies at the end from the sideline, maybe something extracurricular. But Noah Potter under heavy pressure, and he just dumped that one in a place that he didn't need to.
I almost said out loud, just throw that out of bounds. The play clearly isn't, you know, there's nothing developing that you called, and just, you know, live for another down. And now New Richmond's going to get the ball likely around the 10-yard line.
We'll wait for the flag here, but I believe it was a dead ball foul.
Penalty flag on the field. On the defense. Half a distance. First down.
And they're saying on the defense, but I believe they mean Chi High, who is the defense now. So half the distance to the goal. So now New Richmond set up in prime position to try and punch one in again, leading 14-7. The fourth Cardinal turnover of the first half. Three interceptions and a fumble. On the far hash, first and goal from the 6-yard line for Stelrich and Co. Single receivers left and right, couple tight ends. Stelrich, give to Wittek. Wittek off the right side, slashing his way inside the 5-yard line, cut down right there, and a timeout taken by Coach Reggie Larson and New Richmond with 21.5 seconds to play. We're going to take a half-minute timeout back in 30 seconds. Critical end of the half for Chi High. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
21.5 seconds to go before halftime. The New Richmond Tigers, hungry for more, leading 14-7 on a second and goal from the five. They just used their last time out. Teams trading interceptions inside the 20-yard line. Stelrak give off the left side. That's Heppner. Heppner turning the corner. He's hit and dragged down at the 2-yard line. Flock continues to run. New Richmond trying to get back on the ball as a Chi-High player slow to get up.
Simon Fish did a great job coming from the safety position to run into the alley. And when he makes a tackle, that's it. There's not a lot of yardage that happens after he makes contact. Good job pulling the runner down.
I'll correct myself. A critical error on my part. New Richmond did have one timeout left, and they'll take it here with Coach Reggie Larson. We'll take a half-minute break as well, back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. New Richmond actually is opting for a field goal attempt here, it would seem. Abraham Monson, who's made a couple standout plays defensively.
Watch a fake. Could be a potential fake.
It's about a 20-yard attempt. Snap, spot, the kick. Splits the uprights, and as the clock hits triple zeros to end the half, New Richmond takes a two-possession lead, 17-7. We will head into the half, but a couple quick thoughts here, guys. Again, you're glad you're not down two touchdowns, but still it felt like this 17-7 ball game should be a lot closer, maybe even flipped.
Yeah, two evenly matched teams, and when you have a that big of a difference in turnovers, it's going to show up on the scoreboard most times.
And Dave Hutzler, your thoughts on the first half here?
Well, you know, obviously we're shooting ourselves in the proverbial foot repeatedly. So we've got to get those things cleaned up. I agree that we've played well enough, and we have the ability to make that it could be closer. We should feel fortunate that it's not a lot bigger gap based on the mistakes that we've made. So I think if we can get a few things cleaned up and just calm down and come out and just do our assignments, I think we'll be fine.
We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. Halftime coming up. Stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Chi-High trails by 10 at the break, 17-7. We're back in 3.5. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Hi, I'm Dan Post with Post Glass and Mirror.
And I'm Dave Check with the Check Law Office.
You've heard our ads over the years on WOGO.
We wanted you to know how it all got started.
Dave and I played on Chuck Rakovich's first two BRC championship teams,
1987 and 1988.
Over the years, we continued to team up.
I've used Post Glass and Mirror for some pretty outstanding glass work in my home and office.
And we've used the Check Law Office for our legal needs.
We both continue to be huge fans of Chi High Athletics.
And as football alums, Rako and the Cards will always have a special place in our hearts.
We advertise on WOGO during the games because WOGO brings the games to the fans.
Come to the games, listen to the games, support the Cards.
We will continue to support our community, our teams, and each other. That is what teammates do.
Thank you for supporting us over the years, and thank you for supporting the Cards.
Together, we are rooting for the Cards to have another outstanding season under Coach Rako.
Go Cards!
Welcome back to halftime here in Chippewa Falls at DeRay Field. We're about to enjoy a performance from the Chi High Marching Cardinals for the first time this season, so we'll bring you some of that on the CFHS Media live stream and also via on air at WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But first, again, a few more thoughts here from the first half. Alan Dunham, I mean, four turnovers is tough to overcome no matter how good a team you're playing. I mean, if they turned the ball over four times against anyone, even against Eau Claire Memorial last week where it seemed like Chi High was maybe a different class of team, you turn the ball over four times and a half, it's going to be tough to take an advantage into the locker room, and they're down 10 right now.
You know, from the first two games, at least what you saw in the, against Spash, a very good team, we got down early, we fought back. So we saw that spirit that they're going to need this second half. They're going to have to come out strong, play a clean game, complementary football, offense, defense working well together. Certainly we're not out of this game, but they can continue the same first half performance and expect to get a win.
When you look at this New Richmond team, what impresses you the most?
Just the balance that they have. They play as a team. They work hard. Their offensive line, defensive line, very aggressive. And, you know, they're patient. They may not get big plays, but they're fine to get five, six chunk yards and then wear you down as they go down the field. Great effort and great energy, great teamwork.
One of the things that stands out, again, they've got a tall quarterback. We keep mentioning he's a junior, 6'5", took over from Reese Hitty, who was a strong signal caller last year. They completed 83% of their passes against Chi High in that homecoming blowout win, 39-7. And again, a high completion percentage for Stell Recht. He made the one mistake throwing that one off his back foot at the goal line, but overall he's been accurate. We haven't necessarily seen him air it out a lot other than that fourth down play that Chi High turned back. But again, he gets the ball to the right people in the right place.
Yeah, you don't really need to, with this offense, take big shots. That's not their MO. They're happy to hit those little slant routes that are open. And I see we're kind of guessing a little bit. Where's the run going to come? And they have a zone blocking scheme, so they're basically just offensive lineman blocking the closest guy and then letting the running back pick his way. And their running backs are really good in making those choices. And they've broken off a couple of big runs on us when they've gotten to the third level.
The scoring summary looks like this with 9:54 remaining in the first quarter. A three-yard run for Wittick of New Richmond with 3:36 remaining in the first half. Chi High, their lone score of the night, a 10-yard touchdown pass from Noah Potter to Sam Hebert. That made it 7-7. Then another three-yard touchdown run, this time from Joe Hefner for New Richmond with 4:16 remaining before halftime. Then again, the team's trading a lot of turnovers in those final few minutes of the second half. Chi High, three interceptions and one fumble all there in the first half. And again, a critical late interception for New Richmond was answered by an interception from Chi High. And that led to New Richmond kicking a field goal at the end of the half. Again, as time expired, a 20-yard field goal by Abraham Monson to make it 17-7. But even that, I think you say the bright spot is, okay, it's 17-7, it's not 21-7. The defense put in, again, a short field, a quick change situation, and they did hold strong right at the end of the half, and that's a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, I think that we demonstrated we can stop them, and also we've demonstrated we can move the ball. The question is, can we be consistent and patient enough to put together more drives, and then can we consistently stop them on defense, which that's the part we haven't shown that we can do just yet.
Well, we'll step out for 3.5. We'll be back after this with your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports. Again, Veterans Night, a gorgeous Friday night beneath the lights. Great to have you with us here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, and Dave Hutzler, along with our board operator and producer Sam Aberley at the WOGO Studios, and Hallie and Chris Perry running the CFHS Media Cardinal TV Live video stream on YouTube tonight as well. We're back in 3.5 with those halftime highlights. At the break, New Richmond playing rude guests here at Duray, leading 17-7. Back after this, this is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls, Chi High in a rare position this year, down two scores, trailing 17-7 to the New Richmond Tigers. Here's your halftime highlights, how it sounded on WOGO Sports. As they trail 7-0, 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Double wing, double tight for Potter. Flip left side, that's Bolin.
Bolin's got a lot of room. 40, 45, 50, turning the corner, 45, 40. Still on his feet, cartwheels inside the 35-yard line. Jackson Bolin with a burst. He averaged 25 yards per carry last week against Eau Claire Memorial, and pretty close to that on his second touch tonight. The New Richmond first and goal from the 10-yard line.
Jalen Smith as well, trips to the right.
And three receivers right, single receiver left, that's Abair. Banky to the left of Potter, giving him instructions. Potter takes a shotgun snap. Straight drop, standing in the pocket. Floats up, leaving for Abair. Yes. Goes up, two hands, makes the catch. High pointing the ball, Sam Abair. And the card's on the board. That's six.
You can see Noah Potter telling Banky, hey, make sure you block the middle because I need just a couple seconds to throw it into the end zone.
Sam Abair.
Value, prevent rust, stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Tie ball game at 7. Third and 10, New Richmond from their own 38-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Stelrek back to pass, floats it over the middle. He's got a man cutting laterally across the field. Big hit taken down across the 42-yard line. Simon Fish says hello and welcome to Chippewa.
That's exactly what you do it as a safety. You
back to receive this punt, I believe.
Simon Fish,
all right. We're telling you, these camo jerseys are hard to read.
He's down.
He's down.
Dropped the snap, and that's going to be Chi High ball, the 29-yard line.
What a break. The punter, the ball was just not handled well. He went down to his knee to regather the ball, and inadvertently he downed himself.
High. Twin tight ends, two wing backs, and an offset fullback. Potter under center, man in motion left to right. Give to Krista, and Krista with a burst, 45-50, in a foot race, 45-35-30, all the way down inside the 30-yard line to the 28. Brett Krista rips off a huge game for the Cards. OSM.com. Second and 11, Chi High from their 44. Still lots of time to work with, trailing by a touchdown. From the gun, back to pass, Noah Potter. Potter standing in the pocket, pumps, now he's going to take it himself right across midfield, evades the tackler, spins close to the 45-yard line. A nice carry there by Noah Potter, making the most of a play that broke down. They did not lose till level three of the playoffs in Division Two. Stelrecht on second and 7 from the 10, back to pass, hanging tight in the pocket, now floats it over the middle.
Yes. And coming back up to the 10, standing right in the path of that pass and taking it back the other way. I think that was Guyton Patro.
I want to say Simon Fish on that play.
Simon Fish
with the pick.
A big part of that was the pressure, and I believe the pressure came from Hagman and Hansen.
And that's how it sounded here. Exciting first half, as always, with Chi High football. They trail 17-7, but will receive the kick to start the third quarter. We bring that to you in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High football.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The second half begins here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, and the student section certainly hasn't lost any of their vim and vigor.
New Richmond.
Really nice crowd out here tonight for this game.
Monson, the run-up and the right-footed boot. It is high, hanging up, carried out at the 9-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes. Now splitting outside the numbers, turning the corner at the 30-yard line, staying on his feet all the way up to the 40-yard line, starting the second half with a bang. A great return for Chai High and Jackson Boland.
Beautiful return that really helps kind of spark this offense going to the second half. I expect them to get back to the double wing, double tight, do what they do, focus on this run game.
Cards will start first and 10 from the 40-yard line, their side of the 50, but one of their best starting field positions of the night. First play from scrimmage of the second half. Ball's loose. Potter picks it up, gets what he can, tries to make his way back to the line of scrimmage, and he's cut down a yard shy of it. Going down to Dave Hutzler, what was the message at the half for this Chai High team?
Focus on your assignments. We're getting a little bit rattled, but we know what to do. Just calm down, take a deep breath, and execute.
Again, this game, it's a two-score deficit, but just 10 points and a lot of time remaining here at DeRay. 17-7, New Richmond leads. Chai High opening possession of the second half. Loss of one on first down, second and 11 from the 39 as they go spread, and refs will blow this one dead. Early movement from the Cards.
Yeah, the left side of our line had some movement there.
This is an ominous start to the second half. The first play, you have a fumble. Second play, there's a procedure penalty. These are the kind of mental mistakes that we're talking about that make it really difficult to mount any kind of a comeback.
And New Richmond 2-0, Chai High 2-0. Non-conference play, of course. Cardinals with that impressive win against Stevens Point. They faced some adversity in that game in game one. Reeled off 36 consecutive points. Potter floats it out left side. He's got Hebert, and Hebert nowhere to go. He gets what he can, but will have to fight his way even to get it back to the 35-yard line. That line of scrimmage was at the 34, and Potter may have gotten, I don't even know if he got back to the line of scrimmage, as they're marking him back near the 32. The Cardinals going in the wrong direction on this opening drive of the second half, and against an aggressive, athletic defensive unit like New Richmond has, you don't want to give them any reason to pin their ears back even more. Chi-Hi third and 18 from their own 32, trailing 17-7. Four wide, three to the right, single receiver to the left. Calling out directions from the shotgun, Noah Potter, the senior. 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. Switches his tailback to his opposite side. Flaring out a screen to Jackson LeMay. LeMay being pursued, turns the corner at the 35-yard line. After the 40-yard line, gets what he can back to the original line of scrimmage. And Chi-Hi a little bit more room to punt. As they go 1-2-3 and out, starting the second half the same way they started the first half. We'll see what the defense and special teams units can do here. Trying to keep this to no more than a two-score game. High snap, handled well by Clary. Gets off an end-over-end knuckleball that rolls nicely inside the 30-yard line and down to the 29. And that's where New Richmond will start, first and 10. But 9:44 to play. Don't forget, coming up in our post-class post-game show after the action is over, we'll name our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust, stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. Give Paul a call, and he's done excellent work on my vehicle. Can do the same for yours.
I was a little surprised how quickly we went out of the double tight, double wing and went to the spread formation on that last series.
First and 10, New Richmond from their own 29, leading 17-7. Jet sweep, flip on the right side, trying to turn the corner at the 30-yard line. Nowhere to go for Max Kredovic, the senior. Cardinals do a good job stringing him out for a gain of maybe two.
Yeah, I was going to say, excellent job by the defense. Everybody going to the football, making that play for a short gain.
Considering Chi-Hi gave New Richmond the ball with four turnovers in the first half, it sure would be nice if the Tigers would return the favor two or three times. Second and 8, New Richmond from their 31-yard line. Stelrecht keeping himself, now throws a backwards pass. Chi-Hi in pursuit and throwing him out of bounds, Simon Fish. He grabbed Aiden Eckert and chucked him into the chalk.
That's a really nice job by the New Richmond offense with that run pass option. Quarterback makes, he rolls out to the left and then makes a late throw. And Simon Fish did a great job again coming from the safety position to make that sure tackle.
Simon did a very nice job staying in what we call the back pocket, where he didn't get too excited and over pursue that, where the guy, where he would give the man a cutback lane. He stayed on his back hip so he could make that play.
No gain on the play, brings up third and 8. Man in motion left to right, draw play right up the middle for Wittick, and the Chi-Hi camouflaged defense. There's no hiding from them. At the 32-yard line, they bury Wittick under, and it's three and out for New Richmond. And Chi-Hi will send Simon Fish back to receive this punt.
And the defensive line, great job. They didn't give any lanes for the running back to go. And it tells you either the confidence of New Richmond in the running game that on a third and 8 they're going to run, or maybe a lack of confidence in a throw game.
Maybe a lot of confidence in their defense. They'll punt it away on 4th and 6 from their own 33, under 8 minutes to go, third quarter. High snap handled well. Heavy pressure comes late. Boot up into the lights and staying away from it is Simon Fish, and it's going to take a nice New Richmond roll. An extra 10 to 12 yards of field position.
That was Boland back to receive that one.
So Jackson lets it go inside the 25, down to about the 23. The Cardinal defense will give the ball back to their offense with no harm done. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Cards from their own 23 with 7:34 to go here in the third quarter.
Okay. Good stand by the defense of three and out.
They'll start double wing, double tight. Two tight ends, two wing backs, a fullback. Noah Potter, the senior quarterback, under center, ball on the far hash. He'll give to Krista. Krista right up the middle, and he will bash his way across the 25-yard line. The 26, maybe the 27, a gain of about 4 on first down. And now subbing in Hebert and Jalen Smith. Krista comes out, Corey Suckerman the tight end as well.
Good job pounding that defense. When that defense gets honest up the middle, then it gives you more opportunities to get to the edge.
Second and 6. From the 27-yard line, their side of the 54, Chai High. 4 wide split evenly left and right. Jet sweep look. Ball's on the ground. It's loose. New Richmond says they have it, and they do. Inside the 30-yard line, the 5th Chai High turnover of the night.
And that, again, jet sweep, where there's a little bit of traffic that's happening. It's meant to confuse the defense. But this game, it feels like it's been more confusing to our offense, where the timing is just off enough. The handoff looked good to me, but maybe a hand got in to knock that ball free.
They got pressure right away up the middle. So right as he was getting the handoff, someone got a hand on his arm.
Cardinals have fumbled twice now. Thrown 3 interceptions as well. They trail 17-7, but a danger zone here against probably one of the best defenses in the conference. This 10-point deficit could become worse if they can't come up with a stand here. Stelrecht sending a man in motion left to right, fakes the jet sweep. Stelrecht keeping himself off the right side, being pursued. Siski in the area, chased out of bounds by a couple other camouflage defenders, and Stelrecht gets what he can inside the 25-yard line. Gain of 3, maybe 4 on first down.
Really important for the defense not to hang your head, not to get frustrated. Hey, you kind of think of the offense like, hey, can you help us out a little bit here? You're putting us on the short field again, but the defense got to stand tall here.
2 receivers to the left, single receiver slot to the right. From the shotgun, Stelrecht fakes the keeper and gives off the left side. Stacked up pretty quickly there by the Chai High defensive front. Bodies hit the ground a little bit late after the refs blow it dead. 3rd and... let's see, about 5, I believe. Coming up here for New Richmond, knocking on the door of the red zone, almost to the halfway point already of the third quarter. 3rd and 4, they'll call it from the 22. 2 receivers left, single receiver slot to the right. Stelrecht has a back on his left side. Claps the ball, throws left side, got a man across the 20-yard line, barreling forward for a first down inside the 15 as Max Kredovics. 6 foot, 182-pound senior wide receiver.
Yeah, there he did a good job, the receiver did. He caught the ball short of the line to gain, but then he was able to use his momentum and fall forward for the first down.
And 3 receivers going quickly. The give to Heppner. Heppner right up the middle, gets into the secondary. He's knocked to the turf at about the 9, maybe the 8-yard line, but a quick gain of 5, maybe 6. And jumping right back on the ball, the New Richmond Tigers, smelling blood in the water. 2nd and 5, give to Heppner. Heppner dashes into the end zone. Touchdown, New Richmond, from 9 yards out with 5:33 to play. It is 23-7 here in the third quarter.
Yeah, there you saw a couple of Chai High defensive linemen that are laying on the ground. Well blocked by New Richmond, and there was a nice crease for the running back to go through into the end zone.
Defense has been on the field a lot. New Richmond looks like they will kick the traditional PAT here after again fainting, at least, on that 2-point conversion. Now running a player onto the field late. It's New Richmond. They'll get him in place. Snap, spot, kick. Is good. It's a 17-point lead for the visitors, 24-7, the New Richmond Tigers. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chai High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
5:33 to go, third quarter. Chi High in a tough spot here, but a lot of time left, trailing 24-7 to New Richmond. Sky High kick up into the lights, fielded at the 18-yard line, cutting outside the hash, 25-30. Big collision across the 30-yard line up near the 33, and getting up, popping up pretty quickly for Chi High. I think that was Boland on the return.
That ended up being Simon Fish because they popped that kickoff up in the air. I would assume intentionally to try and let their coverage unit get down there a little bit.
Now here's a real character drive for Chi High. You're telling them, hey, you guys, this is why you worked out. This is why you practice. Go do what you do.
Give off the right side. Again, the New Richmond defense has been very stout at the point of attack.
That was a crisscross, and as soon as LeMay got the ball from Boland, he was tackled immediately by a lineman. The blocking's got to be a little bit more crisp. They got to stay with their guys a little longer, give these guys a chance for some breathing room.
Second and 11 after the loss of one on first down. It has been tough for the Chi High offense to get any momentum. They haven't helped their cause, again, with five turnovers. Three receivers to the left, single receiver right. From the shotgun is Noah Potter, the senior. Calls for the ball, heavy pressure. Now he is hit and sacked inside the 25-yard line as Potter trying to stand tall in the pocket, and it just collapsed on him.
Dave, do you think they're getting out of the double tight, double wing because they're just not quite sure who to pick up and block with the way that New Richmond runs that three-man front?
I think they're just searching for something that might work at this point. You know, the earlier in the game, the touchdown drive we had, we stayed in the double wing, double tight, but we abandoned our pulling. We just tried to base block and go straight ahead. I'd like to see him do more of that.
Third and 19 for Chi High. Potter will flare it out into the flat, 25-30, up to the 35-yard, turning the corner to the 40-yard line and getting actually pretty close to the stick. It's hard to tell who actually that was on the far side of the field.
That was LeMay. I'd like to see more of that, too, quite honestly, is short little passes, get the ball to your playmakers, and let them run.
You're down 17,
right,
and it's the third quarter, and so this is a go-for-it situation.
Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, fourth and 3, Chi High, ball on the 42-yard line, their side of the 50, down 17 points, 24-7. Double wing, double tight, Potter under center. On fourth and short, sending a man in motion left to right. The give to Krista. Krista pushing forward, and he's turned back 2 yards shy of the stick.
Really, New Richmond defense. Yeah, sorry, nice job by the New Richmond defense trying to run that ball to the left side, and New Richmond line did not budge, and they were able to swarm Krista under for just a short gain and certainly not enough for a first down.
That same play, Krista broke it for a big gainer earlier in the game, but now 3:53 to go here in the third quarter, down 17, and New Richmond has the ball starting on your 43-yard line. Gut check here for the Chi High defense, again put in a tough situation.
We've got a problem on this side as far as coverage. We don't have enough. Unless we're going to rotate over.
Two receivers left and right. Stelrak going to keep it himself on the keeper. He is upended at the 40-yard line, but he takes a couple chi-high defenders for a ride inside the 40-yard line down to the 38, and a player down for the Cards. We're going to step out and take a quick 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Well, Brett Krista, the injured player for Chi-High, helped to the sideline, and it's a second and five for New Richmond from the 38 of the Cards, leading by 17, 24-7. Give to Wittick. Wittick right up the middle. Cards trying to pull him down shy of the first down, and they will by about a yard, maybe two. So third and short coming up for the Tigers. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Hutzler down on the sideline. Alan Dunham to my right here in the booth. Your WOGO sports team tonight on Veterans Night. Cool, crisp September evening. Two 2-0 teams. New Richmond trying to stay unbeaten, as is Chi-High. Give to Wittick, and Wittick right up the gut will move the sticks inside the 30-yard line. It's been a tough game in a lot of respects for Chi-High. The Tigers took the ball right down the field for a touchdown on their opening possession. The Cards, three and out on their first series, did get the ball back after a turnover on downs, tied the game. But after that, it's been mostly New Richmond. Cards have had a few chances, but five turnovers, just the big, obvious, glaring difference in this game. First and 10 from the 30. Stelrecht gives to number 30, Austin Wittick, who's already scored a touchdown tonight. Wittick finds a tough sledding off that right side.
I would expect a pretty steady diet from their offense of just running straight up the middle, keeping everything between the tackles, and then when they need a little bit of yardage, they might try to do something on the outside. But they're going to try and chew up the clock now.
And New Richmond is just built for defense and ball control. That's their MO. That's what led them again to a 10-2 record last year. Second and 10 from the 30. Give right up the middle to Wittick. Wittick lowers the pads, finishing the run hard inside the 25-yard line down to the 23, a gain of 7. Again, that Chi-High defensive front, you have to figure, is getting pretty tired here. Final 90 seconds of the third quarter, but they have just had to be out there a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what the number of plays are between the two teams, but it seems that New Richmond has definitely dominated time of possession as well as number of plays.
And first two games of the season for New Richmond, and weren't maybe even their best offensively, they still ran 37 more plays than their opponents. Third and four. Stelrak going to keep it himself. Someone grabs him by the ankle, but he yanks himself loose. He is close to the stick, I think just shy of it, about a yard shy, I believe.
It was a nice jump, good second effort by the New Richmond quarterback.
New Richmond going to jump right back on the ball. Looking to go sneak here, they will. Chi-High buries them right at the point of attack. It's going to depend on the spot here. It looks like it might be a pretty generous spot for New Richmond. It was fourth and very short.
The D-line held up really well, but when you're 6'5", it doesn't take much to be able to lean forward just a little bit, and that was enough for the first down.
So first and 10, right at the 20-yard line for New Richmond, leading 24-7, and again, they'll only have to run one play here, assuming they keep it on the ground, to bring this to the fourth quarter. 24-7 our score if you're just joining us.
New Richmond has extended their 17-7 halftime advantage by a touchdown. First and 10 from the Chi-High 20. Twin receivers left, single receiver tight slot to the right. Stelrek, the junior, calls for the ball. Gives off the left side. That's Heppner, the speedy senior running back. And Heppner gashes Chi-High inside the 15-yard line to the 10. That's close to another first down. Clock will stop temporarily at 12.1 seconds to play. Now Olwine, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. As the final frame begins, our score stands New Richmond 24, Chi-High 7. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Chi-High student section jumping around, maybe keeping warm on this cool September evening. Beautiful night for football, Veterans Night, great crowd on hand. Chi-High, a pretty decent New Richmond contingent as well, as they are watching their team jump out to a 17-point lead after three quarters, 24-7. As we head into the fourth here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First and goal, officially from the 9-yard line for New Richmond. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. Pair of unbeaten teams. New Richmond trying to stay that way. Chi-High has some work to do. Stelrek straight ahead, not finding a lot of running room as he runs into a wall of camouflage at the 10-yard line. May have lost a yard there.
I think that was Drake Dakin coming from the backside to grab legs. Did a good job preventing the quarterback from getting going.
Second and goal from the 10-yard line.
That was good pursuit by the team. You know, after the initial hit, the quarterback's a big guy, so that, you know, it often takes more than one, and we rallied to the ball.
Second and goal from the 10. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Heppner to the left of Stelrek, the junior. Snaps his fingers, calls for the ball. Give to Heppner. Heppner spinning off a couple Chi-High defenders. He's tumbled down to the turf at about the 7-yard line. Third and goal from there for New Richmond.
Petska, Dakin combining on the tackle.
Petska did a nice job forcing the runner to cut back up, knowing he had help coming from behind in his teammate, Owen King.
They'll call it the 8-yard line, so third and goal from the 8. Two receivers left, single receiver tight slot to the right. Now more of a pistol look here for Stelrek. Now switches the back to his left hip. That's Heppner. Stelrek keeping it himself off the left side. Nowhere to go. Flags fly as Chi-High buries Stelrek over at the 10-yard line.
That's going to be a holding on New Richmond.
Cards, you would presume, would decline that and make it fourth and goal in a pretty decent length field goal attempt. So the hold on New Richmond and the Chi-High defense that time. Dave Hutzler just absolutely prepared for that play call.
Sorry, I was having some technical difficulties. My mic was cutting in and out. We did a very nice job on pursuing that. Owen King got held coming in. Otherwise, that could have been an even bigger play for a loss.
So this will be fourth and goal from the 10-yard line. And New Richmond is not going to opt for the 28-plus yard field goal. Instead, they'll keep the offense out there. Fourth and goal from the 10. Stelrec back to pass. Heavy pressure looked like a hold again. He goes right side, reaching up and taking it away from the Chi-High defender is Aiden Eckert. Oh, goodness. Jackson LeMay looked like he might have had a pick, and Eckert just ripped it away on fourth and goal from the 10. Thought maybe there was a hold on pressure coming in towards Stelrec, but it is now 30-7 New Richmond.
Yeah, you called that exactly right. LeMay was in great position, went up for the ball, had it in his hands, it appeared, but the receiver was able to reach over the top and pull it away.
So Aiden Eckert, 5'11", 177.
Coach Berger, I can tell you, is not happy down here right now about a hold that he believes he saw.
I think I saw what he saw. Unfortunately, those making the decisions on the field didn't see it. And now New Richmond going for two, up 30-7. Halfback option pass, throws to the back corner of the end zone. It is good. Toe tapping, flags fly on the far side as I think tempers flaring a bit here. 10-21 to go in the game. 32-7. Chi-High in a deep deficit here to New Richmond. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Well, it took most of that break for the officials to get things sorted out here. Offsetting personal fouls on the offense and defense. The try is good. Two-point conversion toss makes it 32-7. New Richmond a 25-point lead with 10:21 left. And, again, strange things have happened. Stranger things have happened in football. But at this point, guys, it really seems like for Chi-High, you want to start stacking a decent play or two together. Get a first down and again, finish a drive. But just the wheel starting to come off a little bit on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, scoring 30-something points in your opener, coming back with 66 points last week. Obviously a tougher opponent, but really surprised if you would have said this would have been more than a one-score game either way. So looking at that scoreboard is a little bit shocking to me right now. But, yeah, you're exactly right. You want to put a drive together, start to build some confidence in your team.
Kick pulled in at the 7-yard line to the 10, the 15, the 20, and at about the 22, maybe 23, that's where progress will be stopped. And the Cards will start first and 10. 10:15 to go, fourth quarter. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-High McDonald Athletics. Podcasts at WOGO.com. McDonald moves to 2-0 on the season. They're the number one ranked team in 8-player football, a 65-0 blanking of Lake Holcomb last night here on this field at Duray. First and 10, the Cards from their own 22-yard line, trailing 32-7. Trips to the left, single receiver right. Noah Potter, the senior from the shotgun, takes a waist-high snap, heavy pressure. Potter going to keep it himself right up the middle, and he will get what he can across the 30-yard line up to maybe the 31.
Brett Krista with the shoes off. He won't be coming back into the game. Hoping for a quick recovery for him.
2 minutes gone by here, fourth quarter. Again, still a lot of game time left, but Cards trailing by 25, 32-7. Of course, that behind the two-point conversion attempt for New Richmond to make it a four-score game. Potter keeps it himself on the option look. New Richmond not having any of that. Potter close to a first down as he fell forward at the 32-yard line, and that should move the chains. We'll have our post-class post-game show coming up after the fourth quarter. Also, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. We'll see who wins that award for this week. Chat down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich as well. Cards off to a hot start, 2-0 on the season. And cooled off a little bit like the temperature here tonight. Trips to the left, single receiver. Trips to the right, rather, and single receiver to the left was Abear, and he took off a bit early.
This has just sort of been the theme of the night. It's been a little bit of an undisciplined night for the Chi High offense in particular, just with the turnovers and some missed blocks and penalties, procedure penalties like that.
Certainly not what we expected to see you here tonight. Trips outside the hash on the right side, single receiver left, that's Abear. Potter back to pass, now under duress. He's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe.
I want to give credit to the New Richmond secondary. Noah Potter certainly had time initially to make a read, but nobody was open, comfortable to throw it, and so he eventually just pulled it down to run.
Second and 12 for Chi High. So three of the penalty yards gained back by Noah Potter there. Again, three receivers right, single receiver left. Potter with a tailback on his left side. Second and 12 from your own 30 for the Cards. Potter back to pass again, heavy pressure. Potter spins out of one tackle, cannot escape the second. Whistles blow as he's pulled down for another sack. This New Richmond defense is absolutely ferocious, living up to their mascot, Tigers.
Yeah, this time was not the case. Essentially, Noah's got to get rid of that ball on his initial. When he sets his back foot, he's got to throw that ball because the pressure is coming, and it's the kind of pressure that's coming fully around him. It's not like just from one guy, but their defensive line is dominating the line of scrimmage at this point.
Third and 15 for the Cards from their own 27-yard line. From the gun once again, Potter give right up the middle, taking his way across the outside and actually all the way up for a first down across the 40-yard line is Jackson LeMay. Jackson LeMay on third and 15 moves the sticks. It's a little slow on the call there, but LeMay able to scamper for about 17 yards on third and 15. See if that's a little jolt to get the offense going. Single receiver left, twin rather trips to the right. LeMay in the backfield with Potter. Potter back to pass, rolls out right, throws right, high pass, good catch inside the 45-yard line. Will move the chains on consecutive plays for Chi High. That's another Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co.
Jackson LeMay ran a little curl, found a soft spot in the zone, and Noah Potter had time to deliver the ball to him.
Hebert to the left, trips to the right, ball on the far hash. Under 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Chi High trailing 32-7. Cards on the march. Potter from the gun, waist high snap, has time. Right side, too tall, looking toward that sideline on the Tiger side of the field.
Yeah, he's looking for Jackson LeMay, this time on an out ball. Just thrown a little too high.
Big road trip next week for Chi High, going to River Falls. Playing at Raymer Field there on the campus of UW River Falls. Second and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond for Chi High, trailing by 25 midway through the fourth quarter. Potter back to pass, guns it right down the seam. Got a man at the 40-yard line. Gain of a couple, maybe three. I think that was Abear on the catch. Third and 7 for the Cards. Playing with a little bit more pace here. In the spread look, trips in the slot to the left, single receiver right. Potter flares it out left side to LeMay. Makes the man miss in the backfield, turns the corner outside the numbers, delivers a blow at the 40-yard line, but the sideline used effectively by the New Richmond secondary. And LeMay will not get much. In fact, they're going to mark it back near the 42-yard line. Loss of a couple.
The ball got punched out, and so they marked it where the ball went out of bounds.
Well, Dave Hutzler, a big fourth down call here for Chi High, again, just to try to keep their best drive of the second half going.
Yeah, the tough part right now is just to keep the boys fighting and not giving up, not hanging their heads.
Bolin, Smith, and LeMay split out to the right, Hebert to the left. Fourth and nine, Chi High from the 42-yard line. Potter back to pass, pumps, throws over the middle, reaching up, big catch for Jalen Smith, right down the seam. Chi High moves the sticks on fourth and long.
Fantastic play, Jalen Smith running a little bit of a route into the middle of the field in between three defenders, and Noah delivered a perfect strike.
First and 10 from the 25. Knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone are the Cards. Potter back to pass again. Flushed out to his right. Potter rolling right, looking right, throws back over the middle. One hopped it toward his intended receiver there.
That's okay. Keep the ball to harm's way. The clock stops on an incompletion. Line up and try it again.
5:46 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Got a great student section. They're all still here cheering on their Cards. The USA out in the studio. Past the halfway point of the fourth quarter, 32-7 New Richmond, as the Tigers look to stay atop the Big Rivers Conference standings here in the conference opener. A long way to go in this season. Still a ways to go yet in this game as well. Three receivers right, single receiver left for Noah Potter, the senior. Potter standing in the pocket, goes over the middle, another interception. Picked off at the 20-yard line, across the 25 and up toward the 30. Fourth interception of the night for the Chi High offense. That was big number 60, it looked to be. Connor Castro, a senior, with the interception, just reading the quarterback's eyes and stepping in front of it.
One of the no-nos for a quarterback, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, is to not throw back across your body. It doesn't usually go well.
Connor trying to make a play there, and
Dennis Rock.
It went the opposite way.
I think in New Richmond, you're really happy. You limited Chippewa to become a passing team in the second half, and New Richmond has a very good secondary. A couple guys who were all-conference last year plays into their hands really well.
So their 25-point lead remains intact. And now first and 10 from the 29-yard line. Give right up the middle. And that looked to be Wittick. They've split carries between Wittick and Heppner. And Wittick darts forward for close to seven.
I don't think Boland has had a touch in the second half. And that's a little bit telling that our offense is not going to be that successful if we're not getting consistent touches to both Boland and LeMay.
And this Chi High offense dropped 66 against Eau Claire Memorial last week. Just seven on the board here against New Richmond on the home field at Duray. Tale of 2 weeks. Under 5 minutes to go as the Tigers contend to let this clock continue to bleed out. Delayed give on the draw play up the middle to Wittick, and Wittick fighting his way for another New Richmond first down. Coming up in the post-class post-game show, brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, we'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats and scoring recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. We'll look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar as well. 10 receivers, tight slot to the right and left. Stelrek, talented 6'5" junior signal caller for Coach Reggie Larson, New Richmond. Drops the ball, still managed to complete the handoff, and Wittick barrels across the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of talk last week about the speed that Chi High has. And this is, you know, one of the fastest teams maybe they've ever had with a lot of these track athletes from their successful track season coming over. And certainly these are football players. These are not just track guys. But are they, you know, physical enough to handle a BRC schedule? And that's what we're kind of finding out right now.
Second and three, New Richmond from the 47-yard line. Again, New Richmond came, just laid the wood last year on homecoming, 39-7, handed Chi High their worst defeat in quite some time. Give to Heppner. Heppner dashing outside the 45-yard line, broke another tackle inside the 45 down to the 40. In that game, New Richmond just dominated time of possession, outgaining Chi High by close to 400 yards, held the Cards to just 87 yards of offense. Tonight, you feel like this game, even though the score may end up very similar to that homecoming defeat last year, you feel like this game could have been much different, but six turnovers, it just, I don't know how you overcome that. All the credit to New Richmond. Again, talented team, but you can't get your own way against a team this good.
Absolutely. They definitely played a more disciplined game tonight. They were a complete team, complimentary football all around.
Give to Heppner. Heppner off the left side. Inside the 30-yard line, and Heppner gashes Chi High's defense again into Cardinal territory, about the 25-yard line. And Dave Hutzler, again, it's a game you're going to want to flush pretty quickly, but you're going to have to look at the tape of this one and then move on.
Yeah, they're going to have to dissect the film to find out, was it just our mistakes? Are the things we need to fix? Were we complacent after putting up a bunch of points in the first 2 weeks? You know, that could be part of it where, you know, I don't know. It could be a combination of those things, too.
It does not come easy in the BRC. That's definitely a message you can take from this one. But still, again, just the conference opener. A lot of games left to play. Give right up the middle for New Richmond. As the clock will tick below 2 minutes. And again, of note, Chi High last year, after struggling in that homecoming game against New Richmond, they'll go out again after struggling in this game against New Richmond to play River Falls. And last year, even though that was a defeat to the Wildcats, and you're hoping for a different result this time, a really phenomenal game played by Chi High that helped maybe flip their season when it was a bit on a razor's edge. And they ended up, again, a really strong finish to the season, getting the playoffs and shocking the state with that defeat of Hudson. Off the right side, fighting his way as Wittick. Inside the red zone, down to the 15, maybe the 14-yard line. The minute 20 left. Again, New Richmond, Coach Reggie Larson, probably not trying to punch one in here, but I don't know if they'd be averse to it. Minute 16 left. Now it looks like they may kneel this one out.
Dave, what's the coaches saying about what they'd like to see called?
He's talking about our guys getting cracked.
Okay.
And he's convinced that it's happening quite frequently.
50 seconds and counting to go. As Stelrecht will take one final knee. In just a moment here, ball spotted at the 14-yard line of Chi High. Stelrecht under center, drops to a knee, and that will be enough to run this one out here. New Richmond comes on the road and plays another phenomenal game here at DeRay, kind of the same way Chi High likes playing over at Hudson. New Richmond has made themselves at home here in Chippewa Falls. The Cardinals will fall to 2-1 on the season, 0-1. The Big Rivers, again, a lot of season left. New Richmond now 3-0 on the year and 1-0 in the Big Rivers Conference. As the clock hits zeros here in Chippewa Falls, your final score, the New Richmond Tigers 32, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Stay with us as we'll chat down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich.
and bring you now into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And recalibration, probably what Chi High will be looking for as they move from week 3 to week 4, a tough one here in Chippewa Falls tonight as they fall at home to New Richmond 32-7. We'll talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich and Alan Dunham down on the field in just a few moments here. And again, Alan, it's a subdued crowd here. There is certainly a lot of energy coming into this game, Veterans Night, and so great to see so many people out here supporting our incredible servicemen and women. But not the result that many were expecting or hoping for here. Again, Chi High falling 39-7 to New Richmond on homecoming night last year, and now 32-7 here at home once again. And kind of an oddity with the changes in the Big Rivers Conference this year that Chi-High will actually be hosting New Richmond.
Test.
2 years in a row, and then on the road at River Falls 2 years in a row. Now down to Allen.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, like you said, it's a subdued environment. It's tough to come out here. You have the big salute to the veterans, and they're wearing the camouflage jerseys, and, you know, a nice home crowd, and a big game coming in undefeated, and then to just go down and not make the plays you're hoping to make. And so, but it's early in the season, and these are kind of the character moments right now. The team will be tested, and something about the Rakovich teams is that they always persevere. They never go down without a fight, and now we're looking forward to how they'll respond to this the rest of the season.
And again, it does not get easier at all the next couple weeks here as Chi-High will go on the road to River Falls next Friday night, then on the road to Rice Lake on the 20th. As always, the boys lining up.
Go and win this game.
Yay. Again, subdued is the word, but always saluting the fans as they come out to support their beloved Cards. As Allen will be down on the field here shortly again. Post Glass and Mirror, our Post Glass post game show sponsor. They're hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're waiting for head coach Chuck Rakovich. It's time for the Names You Know stats and scoring recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The scoring went like this tonight, and again, fairly one-sided for New Richmond, but it started off with 9:54 in the first quarter. As Wittick, the first of a couple three-yard touchdown runs in the first half for New Richmond. And Austin Wittick, the sophomore, scored just over 2 minutes into the game to make it 7-0 New Richmond. Chi-High was able to respond after going three and out on their first possession. They turned the Tigers over on downs, and a 10-yard touchdown pass to Sam Hebert from fellow senior Noah Potter with 3:36 remaining in the first quarter made it a 7-7 ball game. Unfortunately, the Cards would not score again. With 4:16 remaining in the second, the talented Joe Heppner, the first of a couple touchdown runs, this one from 3 yards out, again 4:16 in the second quarter, the time of that score to make it 14-7. And then as the clock expired in the second quarter right before halftime, a 20-yard field goal was good from Abraham Monson. That made it 17-7 at the break. In the third quarter, Heppner with his second touchdown run, this one from 9 yards out with 5:33 remaining in the third to make it 24-7. And then the scoring capped off with 10:21 remaining in the game. In the fourth quarter, a 10-yard touchdown pass on fourth down from quarterback Nick Stelrecht to Aiden Eckert, junior to senior on that connection, and a brilliant play by Eckert, just taking away from Jackson LeMay, who seemed like he had a bead on it to pull that one in for an interception. But again, just a lot of great athletes all over the field for New Richmond. They had a 3-yard two-point conversion pass as well to make it a final of 32-7. And Allen, I know waiting down here for head coach Chuck Rakovich, and going to give him time to talk to his team and his coaches as well too. And it's tough with the way the season started, and maybe rumblings in the community about, hey, why can't we be ranked in that top 10? And that, you know, that WISSports.net, the coaches poll is, hey, where's the respect for Chippewa? And then we find out just how good of a league we play in as the Big Rivers opener kind of turns things on its head a little bit, and a tough lesson to learn.
Yeah, that's right. It's a little tough to know how good of a team you have really early in the season, because you don't know if your competition was weak or where you just have a really good matchup. And this is a very solid New Richmond. I mean, it's hard to see where they have a lot of weakness in their team. Very solid, both offense and defense. And they played really well together. They played a clean game. But I think it's one of you play 10 times, you probably maybe win 5-6 of those if you were to do it again.
And the difficulty, of course, those six turnovers. I mean, it just don't want to take anything away, Alan, from New Richmond and how disciplined they are, how ferocious their defense is, how well they execute their offense. But in any league, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at, but especially in the Big Rivers Conference, you just cannot turn the ball over six times. And so it doesn't mean that you could play a clean game and be even or even plus in the turnover differential, and maybe New Richmond still beats you, but you don't give yourself a chance when you're -5, I believe, in turnover differential tonight.
Yeah, this is what you appreciate about athletics, is that athletics is a way to build character. It's a way to test a person and to see what's really underneath. And so, you know how you say sometimes you learn more from a loss than you do a win? And so this will be a chance for the team to really look at themselves and know that, okay, we're not undefeated anymore. We've got some things to work on. So I'll be really anticipating to see how they come out and respond to this next week. And this is even a little unusual for Coach Rakovich. Usually he'll come and take some questions before, but he really wanted to say something to his team early. And I'm sure both challenge them and encourage them, because we're just a third of the way into the season.
We're going to take a 60-second break, and we'll check back down on the field with Allen head coach Chuck Rakovich shortly. Back in 60 seconds on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mir in Chippewa Falls, as Chi-High falls 32-7 here at Duray.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Chuck Rakovich making his way down on the field to our own Alan Dunham. And so we will send it down to Alan and head coach Chuck Rakovich.
Hey, coach, thank you for taking some time for some questions after the game. You know, tough game, obviously. But just want to say again, thank you for what you do for the community. You know, this is the game of football. The scoreboard's already off. You know, in 5 years, nobody's going to remember what the score of tonight's game was, but they're going to remember just the way you help these guys become well-rounded men. And certainly part of that is being thankful to the military community. And just want to say thank you for doing that for these guys.
I appreciate the thanks. And, you know, this is a life lesson for these boys. I mean, you can't 1 week beat somebody 66-7 and think the rest of the year is going to be the same way. You've got to be prepared for every game. And you know, I'll take the blame. We weren't ready.
Yeah, so you're not sure quite how good you are until you get into the heart of the BRC schedule. Such a tough conference, getting tested every week. What's maybe one thing that surprised you tonight that went very different than what you thought it might be?
Well, let's go back to the Stevens Point game where we were 14 points behind, and I thought the kids played tremendous. I didn't see that tonight. I saw them get down, and I saw a little bit of a, I don't know how to describe, but you saw it. You know what I'm talking about. They didn't rally like they did against Point.
Yep. And you went to the spread a little bit more tonight. And was their defensive scheme, the way they just have a couple down linemen and then they're you know, off the ball a little bit, is that harder to block in the double wing, double tight?
I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it just, again, we didn't fight fire with fire tonight. And that's a bottom line. Any defense is aligned to stop any offense, and any offense has got blocking schemes to beat any defense. So it wasn't a scheme thing tonight. It was they took it to us.
Yeah. Well, we'll be excited to see how you guys respond to it. I'm sure you'll have their attention this week for practice, and good luck next week in River Falls.
Well, we're going to need some luck, I'll tell you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Head coach Chuck Rakovich with our own Alan Dunham down on the field. And again, thank you so much to Dave Hutzler for roaming the sidelines for us tonight as well. And Coach Rakovich always so gracious with his time, even in defeat. And this was a tough one. This was a tough one to take, a hard pill to swallow, Alan, I'm sure. A lot to work on in practice this week for sure, as, again, you've got two incredibly tough road games coming up, and there's no way you can overlook River Falls and move on toward that Rice Lake team that looks like they could be gunning for a conference title, because River is ranked in the top 10 in the state in Division II.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you don't take too much from just one loss, because in the BRC Conference, it's very hard to go undefeated. I know Hudson did last year and then turned around and lost to Chi-High in the first round of the playoffs. But maybe Rice Lake is that one team that could win every game this year. It's just, you know, it's too early to say, as teams are really duking it out. The team just seems so solid. That first through, what, five, six teams seem pretty even. But I would appreciate the coach's honesty in just saying that, hey, this kind of was an effort, which usually isn't the issue for a Chi-High team. But for whatever reason, there may be distractions or school just getting started and things like that. It's, you know, these are young men, just teenagers, and it's hard to have a consistent effort every week.
Well, Menominee defeats Hudson in overtime, 37-35 tonight. So the Mustangs also staying unbeaten. We're going to step out for 2.5 minutes and be back to finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 2.5 to tie things up from Duray here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi-High Football.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Well, it's just about time for our post-game highlight reel. Chi-High falls for the first time this season, still 2-1, and just a third of the way through the season and just beginning the conference schedule, but they fall to New Richmond 32-7 here tonight. We'll hear the highlights from the second half come up in a moment, but it's time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust.
Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. And I think, again, looking at this defensive effort tonight, again, the defense put in a lot of tough situations with those six turnovers on the offensive side of the ball and held up as best they could, 32 points on the board and sometimes some short fields for New Richmond. But I think we're going to have to give that Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game award again for the second time in three games to Simon Fish, the 5'10", 175-pound senior safety, number 8, Simon Fish. Our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game had that phenomenal interception at the goal line. Again, just some fantastic hits as well. And so Simon Fish, your Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Give Paul a call. Learn more at rustproofers.com. Here's how the second half sounded. Your post-glass post-game show highlights here on WOGO. 9-yard line straight ahead between the hashes. Bell splitting outside the numbers, turning the corner at the 30-yard line, staying on his feet all the way up to the 40-yard line, starting the second half with a bang. A great return for Chai High and Jackson Boland.
Kind of spark.
Second and 8, New Richmond from their 31-yard line. Stelrecht keeping himself, now throws a backwards pass. Chai High in pursuit and throwing him out of bounds, Simon Fish. He grabbed Aiden Eckert and chucked him into the chalk.
That's a really nice job by the New Richmond offense with
two receivers left, single receiver tight slot to the right. Now more of a pistol look here for Stelrecht, now switches the back to his left hip. That's Hefner. Stelrecht keeping it himself off the left side. Nowhere to go. Flags fly as Chai High buries Stelrecht over at the 10-yard line.
That's going to be a holding on New Richmond.
Keep the boys fighting and not giving up, not hanging their heads.
Bolin, Smith, and LeMay split out to the right, Hebert to the left. 4th and 9, Chai High from the 42-yard line. Potter back to pass, pumps, throws over the middle, reaching up, big catch for Jalen Smith, right down the seam. Chai High moves the sticks on 4th and long. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also Cardinal TV via CFHS Media. Thank you so much to Chris Perry for intrepidly running the live video stream as always. And again, that finishes up here the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll get a podcast of this one up at WOGO.com. That's where you also can view our WOGO sports calendar for Chai High and McDonald Athletics. And next week, Alan Dunham on the road at River Falls, Raymer Field. Great venue, great place to play. And Chai High hoping to right the ship a little bit here. And as Coach Rakovich and you talked about on the field a little bit ago, again, nothing's going to be handed to you in life and in football and in the Big Rivers Conference. And don't know if there were any if there was any complacency at all. We don't know. We can't judge that. We just, you know, what we saw in the field was Chai High ran into a buzzsaw of a team that's New Richmond, and New Richmond, again, certainly going to be making their play toward a Big Rivers Conference championship, it appears. But what we saw is Chai High didn't help their own cause at all tonight, and just a few too many mistakes, and something that you're hoping will be corrected in 7 days.
Yeah, one of the things about football is they say momentum doesn't travel. You know, you played a great game last weekend, but it doesn't really carry over to this game. And so in the same way, this is a bad loss. They did not have a good game, didn't play clean, but they've got this whole week now to work on those mistakes, correct themselves, grow from it, and I expect we'll see a very different team next Friday night.
And the thing is, too, I think for we as broadcasters, as fans, but also for the boys themselves as well, too, it's what team are we? You know, and maybe even throw out that Memorial game, 66-7 again, probably a mismatch in talent, at least this year, too. But as Coach Rakovich mentioned to you, what team is it? Is it the team that scored 36 straight against the defending VFA champs in Stevens Point, one of the largest schools in the state? Is it that team that got down, got punched in the mouth, and came back and scored 36 straight against Spash? Is that who this year's team is? Or is it the team we saw tonight that kind of snowballed some mistakes against another very good opponent, New Richmond? What team is it? And I think it's something that they've got to look in the mirror and decide themselves, too. We know there's undeniable talent on this team, and I'm looking forward to, seeing what you just said come to fruition. I think we're going to see that team that we saw week one a lot more than we're going to see the team we saw here in week three.
A big word that gets thrown out in football is identity, and I think we saw that happen in the third quarter. We came out. We know we needed a score. We had an opportunity. We're only down 10, and we weren't quite sure what the identity was. What's our bread and butter? What are we going to do? And we saw a couple different formations. We weren't sure run or pass. And I think that's what there'll be a lot of the conversation this week. When we really need something to get going, what are we going to stick with? What are we going to do? And, if I had any guess, it's going to be more double wing, double tight with the talent they have at the wing backs with LeMay and Boland and the senior offensive line. I would expect a little bit more of that attack next week.
And finally, we would be remiss if we didn't mention one final time on Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. No matter what went on the field here at Duray tonight, it was a win because we saw our community, we saw these young men come together and bring in the New Richmond fans and team as well, too, and saying, hey, there's a cause far more important than anything we do between the lines here tonight, and that's supporting those who've given their all for this country and in the service of this great nation, honoring our veterans on the field. They just, again, it seems like it's each year heightened what Chi High does to honor those who've served in our military, or the flyover and the fireworks and the Miracle Minute and raising funds and donations for the Hands Foundation. Again, all throughout home games during this 2024 season, you can continue to bring donations here at Duray Field. That's freshman, JV, and varsity games, and also all during September can continue to give donations at Jacobson Hardware locations, and we have the information on our social media as well, posted all over Chi High's football social media and the school district social media as well, too. So again, please follow their example here tonight, and that should be, I think, the biggest takeaway here tonight, even though maybe a little disappointed in how the game turned out, but the life lessons were a lot more important.
Absolutely, and you can't say enough thank you to the veterans, those who have served and those who are currently serving. Such a big part of our country and the history of our country is the military and what they do, not only for us, but around the world, keeping peace in so many places, and we're thankful for them.
Well, thank you to Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studios, and Hallie, our producer and board operator tonight. Thank you to Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream. Subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube. For Dave Hutzler and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Veterans Night here beneath the lights on a beautiful, cool Friday night in September at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the New Richmond Tigers 32, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Duray.
WOGO.
Chi High Football, a WOGO, has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.